InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
We have learned that he has been found guilty on all three counts. Hunter Biden was charged with two felony counts for lying on a form, required to purchase a firearm in 2018. Then there was a third charge, also a felony, for being in possession of a firearm while abusing or being addicted to drugs.
Alex Jones has been ordered to pay Sandy Hook victims' families nearly $1 billion.
$1 billion verdict.
Almost $1 billion in damages.
$965 million in damages.
$965 million.
$1 billion.
$100 billion.
This is actually a larger warning for other liars and conspiracy theorists in our society and our politics. It's a rebuke and a punishment that we believe, according to a lot of legal experts, will set this new precedent.
The mother of George Floyd's daughter now filing a $250 million lawsuit against Kanye West.
Kanye West made, quote, false statements about the manner of Floyd's death.
He says the family could sue for intentional infliction of emotional distress, citing the recent Alex Jones trial as an example.
Alex Jones is patient zero. Take him out.
Now, what does this mean?
Legal limits and punishments for other individuals who make
lying and conspiracy theories part of their business model or politics. Fox News is clearly watching this closely. They are facing this suit by Dominion Voting Systems for over $1 billion.
You heard that right. Billion with a capital. Bye.
This is not a trial.
There was no jury trial in this case.
No judge in U.S. history has ever told somebody what they can and can't say.
Everybody knows you're supposed to get your day in court. Yet the one person who is being denied any day in court is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones didn't kill anybody.
You were clear in that you had a change of heart, or you believed that you were wrong, or you believed you made a mistake, which I think is admirable. And I think the fact that they want to browbeat you after that is what is so scary. And I think that people out here would do well, if you're watching, to understand that apologies do nothing with these monsters.
The whole purpose of the First Amendment is to keep the government the hell out of the business of speech. Totally disregarded by the Connecticut courts when they decided to write their Alex Jones rule.
This judge, Barbara Nellis, is a disgrace to the rule of law, a disgrace to the judiciary, a disgrace to the justice system.
So the regime has come for Alex Jones. They always start with Alex Jones when it comes to these things.
You don't have to be an Alex Jones fan to understand that he is most definitely being made an example of.
The law industrial complex, in collusion with the media, can work in harmony to completely obliterate somebody financially.
That's $1 billion for expressing an opinion, which under the prevailing Supreme Court case law is absolutely protected.
The question is, do they really care about what Alex Jones said, or do they want to destroy Alex Jones?
Do you now believe that the First Amendment is absolute, or do you believe that the First Amendment has limitations?
I believe that the First Amendment is absolute and that you can't be priorly constrained. Obviously, if you get found guilty by a real jury in a real trial for defamation or libel, then it doesn't have absolutes. It does have limits, but I wasn't given a free trial.
The First Amendment is unique in the world. Most countries don't have that. I think the United States is the only country that has this, right? This enshrined freedom of speech in our highest law. That's what they want to take away.
This is our rights being taken. This is a Hollywood production. I'm not saying Sandy Hook didn't happen. I'm saying the production of what I supposedly did and how big it became and this huge event. I'm not the Sandy Hook guy. I'm the guy that wrote the number one best-selling book in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World. That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, June 11th, 2024, and we are getting very close to the most important election in world history. Thank you so much for joining us. 146 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 19 seconds. And the deep state, permanent political class, thinks they're permanent. They're not. They are in full, absolute, chicken with their heads cut off, panic mode. All right. We've got a giant broadcast with huge guests. We have the main super famous UBS whistleblower that exposed that whole thing and how it goes into international money laundering and the globalist and NATO. This is going to be a big deal, like when we had Victor Boot on last week. Bradley Brinkenfeld is going to be joining us in the third hour. Very famous platinum artist, MIA, is going to be joining us. She's been a big defender of InfoWars and free speech. Can't wait to talk to her coming up. And we again are going to go over all of this other insane, incredible news in the interim and continuing on into the fourth hour today. All right. Hunter Biden was just convicted of all three counts. Now, the FBI, the CIA, the Justice Department with big tech censored this in 2020. And 50-plus intelligence experts and former heads of the CIA and NSA and everything else came out and said, it's totally fake. It's all fake. The thousands of videos of him with crackheads and underage girls and pedophilia. It's all fake, just like Biden's daughter's diary was fake. They now admit that's real. It was always real. And we knew it was real. But now why are they bringing it out? Why have they now convicted him? Why did they allow this to happen? Because they want to put pressure on Joe Biden to leave, as Roger Stone has been saying for 3 years, that they would try to flush Biden. He's really just a placeholder for Obama coming up in Chicago in July. And now it's 100% clear. They're all over the news. Joe Biden must step down. And they were always thinking about doing this because he was pretty much brain dead in the election 3.5+ years ago. But now, everywhere he goes, he is completely and totally out of his mind. So let's go ahead and start. TV viewers can see this. It's up on InfoWars.com and Real Alex Jones on X. This is Biden at the Global Fund event, and the other speaker is speaking. The other world leader is speaking, and Biden just wanders off and then doesn't know where he is and wanders back and forth. And it is the most intense wandering Biden we've seen out of hundreds of them. I mean, this is a new level. So go ahead and roll that video. Here it is with audio. Has no idea where he is. Can't see the exit. He asked people, where am I supposed to go?
Mr. President, thank you.
At the end of such a momentous event, the word thank you seems kind of inadequate. But for all the millions whose lives will be saved, for the communities where life will be transformed, thank you.
So the camera people don't know what to do. Because there's another speaker there. He's supposed to be at the podium. He just leaves. Like when he gives medals out. He hands out the medal. There's supposed to be an event. He just leaves. He does it over and over again. It's absolutely amazing. They've put one out dubbed with Psycho Joe Scarborough on CNBC and I guess MSNBC. Talking about this is the best Biden. This is the smartest Biden right now, which of course is total gaslighting. And he says, F you if you don't believe he is the most incredible brain on the earth. Almost as good as Hunter Biden, who Joe Biden says is the smartest person he knows. Here it is. Yeah, let's just play that again. We've had a lot of computer problems lately. It's just plaguing our system. And they put a new system in a few weeks ago. I think I want to withdraw that system because you guys thought it would fix things. It's caused nothing but havoc, nothing but problems. Let's try it again with the audio turned up. Here it is.
Put your tape right now because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it.
Yeah, well, our computer is about like Biden's brain, constantly malfunctioning. So it's the worst TriCaster we've ever had. Oh, my God. And there's several other clips of him. Here is the clip of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are enjoying their day surrounded by singing and dancing with black people. It's rare to see Joe Biden move like this. He must have had a absolute blast. Of course, the joke by Dom Luker is that Biden is completely standing there like a zombie. Here's the video. You just can't get the full import of this. But it is dramatic. I mean, we've all been to nursing homes to visit family, or at least you should have visited your family in nursing homes. And you've seen somebody when they have dementia. My grandmother at 92, before she died, was like this. She would just stare at the wall with a smile on her face. And look, as much as I hate Joe Biden, this is total and complete elder abuse. To be wheeling him around while all of this is happening. Simply amazing. All right, let me tell you what's coming up today here. Because there's a lot. We have a NATO State Department funded propaganda group that I learned about yesterday with Glenn Beck covering on the show. So when I got home last night, I wanted to tune into Glenn Beck's show, which I listen to quite often. I think Glenn's done a great job compared to where he was 10 years ago, doing one of the best jobs out there, so I listen all the time. And I didn't know that Glenn Beck was being accused of being a Russian agent, but then I noticed when I went to the report he posted that we are front and center, not putting Glenn down, but on their map, it's like I'm Godzilla and he's King Kong. I mean, they've got me everywhere, all of this map, and it's run by the State Department. And then I did some deeper research into it, and George Clooney, who's basically an Obama front man and is doing spy work forever, basically compromising, the evidence is clear, kind of Jeffrey Epstein type sex ops, these palaces that they've set up all over Europe for him that even though he's very wealthy, he couldn't afford. You're getting tomorrow's news today here, by the way, like I told you about Epstein 17 years ago. I'm telling you about this now. They have got an operation with secret arrest warrants with Interpol to arrest journalists that are anti-war. You cannot make this up. So I've got a big stack of news on that. But before we get to it, coming up, I'm going to play the clip of Schumer saying the intelligence community has six ways from Sunday to get back at you. And we've certainly now experienced that. So this is a very important stack because I have the inside baseball on it. I've experienced this. I was designated by Obama before he left office in early 2017 as a foreign agent, which, of course, isn't true, just like Trump was designated. And then they could turn loose the CIA and the full apparatus of the U.S. government against me. The same thing was done to Trump, and I began to tell Trump this when he was still president-elect, because it was all in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2017 under the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act. And so now, if you think it's a scandal, Julian Assange in solitary confinement for all these years, they said in the Wall Street Journal in 2017, we're going to destroy Alex Jones, we're going to destroy Julian Assange. And when the right wing doesn't stand up for Alex Jones and the left wing doesn't stand up for Julian Assange, we'll set the precedent to go after everybody. So now George Clooney is on record, it's come out, trying to arrest hundreds of journalists in Europe for their free speech. These are totalitarian CIA monstrosities. So that's coming up. Clooney Foundation weaponized project for secret arrest warrants against Russian journalists, but that's Sputnik. It's actually not Russian journalists. It's anybody that's anti-World War III. Absolutely crazy. Because I have the maps. You know, they do these connection maps, and it's the only thing bigger on the map than InfoWars. I'm not trying to be the biggest thing on the map. It's not fun to be targeted. You're a general on the front lines against tyranny. You don't wear your full insignia as the snipers go for you. But it's just true. They list our crew. They list our reporters. I remember 6 months ago, the trainee that later got fired threatened members of Congress and threatened Jack Posobiec and put him on a murder hit list. And then the Senate got involved, so they did fire him, the man in the dress. But like lunatic men in dresses, you know, calling for people to be put on hit list. And by the way, the Ukrainians blow up and kill a lot of people through the CIA directives that are doing that. So it's just absolutely, absolutely crazy to have all this going on. So that's one of the stacks that we've got here for you today. And then we're going to get into Pelosi, J6 confession in her daughter's own documentary. And they thought nobody would pick up on it or go, whoa, with her admitting that they did not have security and that they, it wasn't just that, they had security stand down. So it's much worse than even what they're saying. We have why the far right surge in European elections could be an omen for Trump. Think it could be an omen for Trump that all over the world populists are winning by giant margins, in most cases 2-1. We also have this important stack of news. They've released the unified crime statistics from last year. They always put them out about 6 months after. And the headline is, crime is way down, violent crime. Of course, you know why it's way down. They've stopped the crime statistic reporting out of the blue cities. So we have all of that information coming up. And we have Biden on the border, very rich. He, of course, gave a speech 2 days ago. I guess a day ago, man, feels like a million years yesterday, saying that he's going to completely fix the border and the Republicans are the ones that won't fix it. Well, the last three proposals he brought up in the last 3 years would give blanket amnesty to all the illegals. So it'll fix the illegal problem because you wave a magic wand, they're all legal. Well, we have the clips of him saying, if I win the election, he means steal, immediately surge the border. We have more illegals saying that they love Joe Biden. He's the answer to all their prayers. We have Mayorkas saying, oh, we don't want people going to the Darien Gap. we've set up these big UN refugee centers to bring them in where there's no trouble getting them into the country. So we have that information as well coming up today. And we have so many other things I want to get to. I'm just mentioning what's coming up right now. Big article in Red State that's really important, because a lot of people are saying, well, especially on the Democrat side, Trump's going to arrest everybody. Trump's going to be a dictator. Trump's going to put AOC in jail. All this crap. McCabe, the former FBI director, is out there saying that. But there's not two choices. It's not either, yeah, Trump becomes this totalitarian and puts everybody in jail, or Trump rolls over, he's a wimp. Trump does his duty and puts in a Justice Department under law that's the executive power that goes after the people that have openly committed crimes that are legion. But you don't have to call it revenge, because that's not good, because we become what we're fighting. So here's the Red State headline. Opinion: Trump's revenge needs to be more than success. It needs to be revenge. This isn't about revenge. The globalists are scum. They're total garbage. You know, if your neighbor's dog takes a dump in your yard, you don't go stomp on the crap because you hate it. You just tell your neighbor, pick it up, or you go scoop it up and throw it away. And the next time it does it five more times, you go knock on the neighbor and go, hey, man, your dog's crapping in my yard. Why are you letting it out and watching it crap in my yard? But you don't get mad at the crap and stomp on it. We don't want to escalate to their level, because then that never ends. Then whatever populist right-wing system we have that comes in will just continue to behave like the left and tit for tat, and then it's sectarian war forever. We want to go back to a constitutional republic with checks and balances that is fair and that is focused on a populist, free, safe nation and world for our children and our future. That said, though, there is a duty on the poison shots and the open borders and the human trafficking and the political persecution and the Jan 6 setups and the legions of things that have been done to fire the entire leadership. And I'm talking, you know, scorched earth, 10 levels down. And that's got to be done. You could say, well, just abolish the agencies. Okay, fine. But these are our institutions. It's not even the institutions that are bad. It's the people that have hijacked them. If hijackers take over an airplane, you don't, when you deal with the hijackers, or they give up or whatever happens, you don't then blow the airplane up because it was once hijacked. That said, Department of Education, gone. At least half the agencies, I've seen the studies on, and I agree with them, are redundant, are suppressing, are political, need to be gotten rid of. But, I mean, do we need federal law enforcement? At some level, we do. Very small, very focused, corrupt leadership of criminals, leadership of gangs, fentanyl dealers, things like that. But no, it's become a selective enforcement grid of control. But it would be better at this point to have no federal law enforcement than what we have is a politicized, weaponized system against the people. I would just simply take the reasoned position of you go through and you fire the leadership and all the globalists, all the leftists, all the neocons, and you peacefully purge them. You don't go, oh yeah, we're going to send you all to Guantanamo Bay, and you know that Q trope you always hear, that's just nothing but delusional stuff that then the system uses to act like we're trying to become what they are. Sure, it's ridiculous when they say Trump's going to arrest his political opposition, he's a tyrant, because we all know that's who they are. So we're better than them. And we don't want to pass on to our children a system like this, because believe me, you look at third world countries, you study Rome, you study other countries throughout history, you'll get some corrupt group that uses the central government to suppress people and the Praetorian Guard to suppress people or the security services to suppress people. And then another group comes in and they use that group to suppress them. And then it just goes on and on and on. That's how all the other countries operate. We were a great nation because compared to other countries, we didn't do that to the extent others did. We're not perfect, but we were good at not doing that because people wanted to have progress and freedom and, you know, get out of the system we had under the crown 250 years ago. So I'm very concerned about people thinking it's sexy, it's avant-garde, it's cool to kind of go to the left. Oh, we're going to arrest all of you and put you in Supermax prisons? Stop whetting my appetite. You know, stop hard selling me. Because they use that against Trump, saying he's going to do that, which he didn't do, which is not his inclination to do. And then it's being the left's pushing this, and then right-wingers are jumping on board saying, yeah, you bet we are. And unlike a RICO or regular criminal operation, where you start at the bottom and you work your way up to the top, a Nuremberg II is done where we know the globalists created the policy, they gave the orders, you start at the top, it's cut and dry, you throw their ass in prison, and then you move down to every level that consciously followed illegal orders and suppressed people's rights and all the terrible crimes they committed. And don't worry, if you did that, it would gum up the courts for a decade and you'd have a million people in prison. And it needs to happen. We need to punish people right down to the local level that did this. And I'm not a vindictive person. It's got to be done because it'll come back like cancer or gangrene if you don't wipe it out. But it's got to be done through the system. It's got to be done constitutionally. It's got to be done with due process. And then we will retain who we are. So that's all I'm saying, because there's this litmus test now. And you notice Trump's like, well, you know, we're going to prosecute the criminals. We're going to go after the bad guys. But like he did for his first 4 years, he should have gone more hard. He went the opposite direction. He went too far towards thinking, I'll just bring back prosperity, and it'll be so obviously great that my enemies will back down. No, they wanted the power and control over us. They didn't want just success. So you can't be the Trump of 2016 that literally just sat there and played nice and everything and let the political class lie to him and brought them in when they were deceiving him and thought, okay, we're going to turn things around. I'm the chief executive on the election. That's the wrong place. That Trump, that was wrong. He's woken up. But we don't want to be the thing all the way over here on the other side that becomes our worst enemy. We don't want to become our worst enemy, because it will just continue the cycle, as I just said three times, and it's a no-brainer. This is a pattern in human society. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Humans act the same all over the world. We know this is a problem. It needs to be dealt with. The criminal gang leaders, the big heads of the central banks, the Pfizer head, Fauci, all of them that lied to Trump, we know, created the disinfo, already had the vaccine ready years before they released the virus. They all need to go to prison for the rest of their lives. It sounds sexy to say they need to be executed. But, you know, they sent Napoleon to an island twice because he had a lot of stay-behind networks, which was to keep fighting if they turn him into a martyr. You don't turn him into martyrs. You don't execute him. You just put him in a prison in solitary confinement. They can be out 1 hour a day, but you lock them up for the rest of their lives. Now, that said, it is constitutional if it can be shown that they knowingly, like Bayer Pharmaceutical did, put HIV and hepatitis and killed over a million hemophiliacs in the U.S. and Europe and Australia and other areas. It is the right thing to do that they be executed. But I'm saying that's up to juries. Treason, all the stuff they've done. I'm just calling for life imprisonment. And if the juries decide to hang them, I'm not a wimp. I will volunteer. I think it should be public. I will pull the lever. I will say that. I don't have a bloodlust, but I wouldn't do. If they're convicted by a jury of treason, I would personally on national TV be there and pull the switch to break their necks at the end of a rope. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil. At InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, still good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. I opened doors for little old ladies. I helped the blind to see. I got no friends because they read the papers. There can't be...
Well, the attempts of the corporate media to make everybody shun InfoWars and attack us has backfired on them because we stayed on air thanks to your support in the last 6 years of total attack. Now I'm going on tour with Tucker Carlson coming up in September, October. A bunch of other stuff I haven't announced is going to be happening. I'll leave it at that. You'll definitely see it soon. I'm just going to leave it there. And then on Friday, I'm going to go ahead and make the announcement now. Double header. Tucker Carlson and Russell Brand will be in studio. So Friday is going to be a show you will not want to miss. 2 hours with Tucker Carlson, an hour plus with Russell Brand. You're not going to want to miss Friday's broadcast. So they're going to shut us down imminently. Well, we're going out with a bang here. We can be shut down as early as next week. Some people thought 10 days ago I made that up. Now it's all over the news. That's the case. It's just been totally insane. But I want to thank you all and appreciate you all for your incredible ongoing support. And I again, we need to be measured. We need to not be calling for offensive violence. We need to be calling for peace. The globalists are trying to cause civil unrest that'll be billed as civil war with 146 days left of the election. This is such a critical time. But it really is justice, and it is the right thing to do for the 35 million now. The new numbers came out, as you know, this week. 35 million dead since they rolled out the poison shots. And the people that consciously knew what they were part of, like Fauci and Bill Gates and Albert Bourla, need to be brought up on charges of crimes against humanity, Nuremberg too. And I would say life in prison, because death's too good for them. But we don't want a hair on their stinky little heads, their little psychotic heads, to be harmed extrajudicially. We're not George Clooney with his CIA group, literally, Foundation of Europe, calling for the secret arrest of journalists and setting it up. Or all the other news on that front we're going to be getting to in a moment. But now let's talk about this. And the minute I saw this morning, all over the news, plastered all over the corporate media, I instantly knew what was going on. And then I saw the articles that came out pointing out they did it again. The same thing Biden's done for 3 years. For 3 years. He's been in 3.5, but he didn't get going for about 6 months. Violent crime is down and U.S. murder rate is plunging, FBI statistics show. That's CNN. I've got a whole bunch of these articles. FBI releases 2024 quarterly crime report and use of force data update. America has a crime reporting problem. That's what's really being reported on here. And here's a report on that. Cities nationwide not reporting crime data to the FBI. Biden changed the rule. It's administrative. In 2021, where cities do not have to report, if they're getting federal funds, before they had to the Unified Crime Statistics System. So 3 years ago, 6 months into office, Biden has the Justice Department say, you don't have to report muggings, carjackings, murders, rapes, arson, none of it. So last year and the year before, they said, oh, crime is now flat. Now, as more cities don't report crime, that's where most of it happens, obviously, of the vast majority, they can point at this and say that there's no crime. I mean, this is pure crap. It's like Venezuela reportedly has some weeks tens of thousands of deaths from malnutrition, starvation, year after year. Their population's plunging. The rest are fleeing. So they have two reasons their population numbers are going way down. But it's starvation, people leaving. They just don't allow by law the reporting of that. So there's some big articles on it. Cities nationwide not reporting crime data to the FBI. Even the Washington Post has reported on this. Crime isn't going down. Democrat-run cities just don't report it. There's the Federalist. So it's pretty amazing the level of fraud we're living under. It's like Biden trying to say that first there was no inflation, then inflation was low, then inflation is good for you, and now inflation is high, but it's Trump's fault. And they went back and said again a few months ago, oh, actually inflation is low, and now the Federal Reserve comes out last week and says actually inflation is high. Simply amazing levels of horse crap. All right, I want to play this clip you've seen probably 100 times or more of Chuckie Schumer when Trump had just gotten elected, when just gotten sworn in 2017, and he goes on national television and he says, the intelligence community has 6 ways from Sunday to get back at you. You know, if Trump was smart, he'd just roll over. Well, I didn't know the self-appointed, self-anointed, permanent bureaucracy of the intelligence agencies was who we all had to bow down to. We don't bow to our president, but he's elected by us. He's our executive representative. Congress has like a 9% approval rating. At least they're elected. There's still a bunch of criminals on average. Some great people, a lot of bad people. But imagine the hubris, the chutzpah, the bravado of these people. Just literally waging war on the people. And what they do is they have these cutout groups. They've done this a bunch. with the same graphs and the same color coding, and then I check into it. Sure enough, it's run by the State Department. Independent media watchdog groups show who the Russian agents are. Because if government comes out and says that, people go, oh, this is more Russia collusion, PP gate, you know, Trump's in hotels being peed on. I mean, none of it was true. All of it was lies. So now they've got these new groups out. We're writing articles about it for InfoWars.com. I'm told Darren McBrain's doing a video report on it. Here's Liz Churchill talking about it. What to know how President Trump, Alex Jones, and many other patriotic Americans are being entrapped in fraudulent lawfare. Chuck Schumer explains intelligence agencies have six ways from Sunday of getting back at you. So we just don't want our pipelines cut off and our border wide open and our kids being murdered and stabbed to death and dying of drug overdoses. We just don't want World War III. We just want prosperity and security in a free country. And not hand our kids over to pedophiles. And their answer to all of that is, you're a Russian agent. And there's headlines everywhere. Oh, don't look up at borders? Russian agent. Think the election was stolen? Russian agent. Or white supremacists. So let's play that clip of Chuckie Schumer.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know, but from what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they're going to have to get him then. How dare an American president talk naughty to the saviors, the foggy bottom boys that are going to, quote, kill this guy, as Mudd said on CNN. So I learned about this last night because Glenn Beck was talking about it, and I instantly went and searched the group. I'm like, well, that is the State Department. It doesn't have ties to it. It's Victoria Nuland. And remember, the Ukrainian government puts out a hit list of journalists they want taken out, including Jack Posobiec. There was a senatorial investigation, so they took his name off the list and fired the person that put his name on it. So the answer is push back on this when the government's trying to list you as some type of foreign agent or a terrorist. So here's the Blaze article about it, Blaze.com. Ukrainian outlet with ties to U.S. State Department puts Blaze Media on Russian disinformation watch list. And yeah, Blaze is on there. And I'm like, so are we, so is everybody else. It's not like we're in competition to be on there. The point is, if you believe Glenn Beck is a Russian agent, then you believe Chinese Easter bunnies fly F-16s with Keebler elves. Oh, you found the Phil Mudd quote? Dr. Mudd quote on CNN, where he's openly talking about killing President Trump. Here it is.
With a very important country, not only for geopolitical reasons, but because they meddled in our election and there's investigations going on. I can't accept that as an excuse, and I think other people should press him for a better answer.
What was your response, Phil Mudd?
A couple surprises. Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy. He defends Vladimir Putin. There are State Department and CIA officers coming home. And at Langley and in Foggy Bottom, CIA and State, they're saying, this is how you defend us?
Phil, before, I want to ask you a question, but Phil, just to reiterate, obviously, when you're talking about killing, you're using that as a metaphor. You're not talking about...
What I'm saying is government, people talk about the deep state. When you disrespect government officials who've done 20 or 30 years, they're going to say... Really? Vladimir Putin sends officers home and you support him before you support us?
I just want to underline.
These are a bunch of crybabies. It's like when somebody's a military veteran, they rip you off in business and then they say, well, I'm a veteran, you're nobody. Most veterans are great. We've all heard that the baby, the veteran, probably wasn't even much combat or whatever, but they're allowed to rip you off. They're allowed to push you around because they're part of the club. Well, nothing's worse than these intelligence agencies like Mudd, who says, government's going to kill this guy. You're the government, see. You're the boss. We're over you. We're going to kill this guy. And I put a Secret Service report out on his ass, and the Secret Service called me about it. So I told Trump, I said, you need to get his ass arrested. The Secret Service called and said, what's this report, Alex? What are you talking about? I gave him like 10 examples of Clapper and Brennan saying they're going to take Trump out imminently. And they go, what do you mean, impeachment? They go, no, the other way. And they all start giggling on C-SPAN. I mean, screw these people, man. Screw them. So as soon as I saw Beck talking about this latest group, because I've seen this thing 100 times, experienced it, It's like having a private intelligence group put out the dossier that Trump gets peed on by hookers, totally made up. They use that to open up then an espionage investigation of Trump. Well, then they have another group they're funding, the State Department has come out and say, oh, we have total evidence that these hundreds of people, I mean, like, so I think it's like 300 people on the list in groups, and 20 of them are my crew. I mean, they're on the list, you know, Greg Reese and Kelly McBreen and myself and everybody. But then when I was searching, I noticed that there's a State Department funded group with George Clooney. And George Clooney has palaces, multiple huge 50, 20 bedroom palaces in Europe on the Mediterranean and stuff. He does all these State Department dinner. He's a CIA guy. Okay. 100% clear. And this way he makes movies about himself being a CIA assassin, all this crap. He thinks he's really cool. He's like Obama's confidant. So he's at the Council of Government developing policy for us. He hates America. He's a dirtbag. I believe he's running Epstein-style operations. I'll just say that from what I've seen, all the yachts pulling in with all these women and politicians in Europe. I mean, that's what they're doing. Oh, George Clooney, this is so cool. I don't think that. You can see it. Like, I look out my back door and I see a raccoon in the trash can. I don't need to be a scientist to know that's a raccoon. I can look at what he's doing, and I can tell you that's what's going on. And I'm calling him out. This is Jeffrey Epstein. Now, continuing here, George Clooney Foundation to issue arrest warrants request for journalists who say nice things about Russia. And he's connected to this new group I'm going to show you documents on here in just a second. The Clooney Foundation for Justice Docket Project is pursuing secret arrest warrants. So they say Trump wants to arrest people. He wants to secretly arrest people and Julian Assange, including Americans. So the Clooney Foundation for Justice Docket Project is pursuing secret arrest warrants for journalists in Europe whose reporting is favorable to Russia in a move that a Kremlin spokesperson has labeled insane. Well, why do we even respond to it from the Kremlin's perspective? What about as Americans or Brits or Germans or anybody? Who died and made this guy head? God. The Docket Project's legal advisor, Anna Nystad, recently told Voice of America Radio, that's the CIA, that they are attempting to obtain the arrest warrants by appealing to European countries that have laws against war propaganda, she announced. We are submitting requests to initiate criminal proceedings in countries where the provision exists in the criminal code. She added, if the warrant's issued, it essentially becomes an EU-wide arrest warrant through Interpol. This means journalists could potentially be arrested and extradited to the countries investigating them. Like Ukraine. So they drag you back to Ukraine. She would not disclose the names of the journalists they were targeting, but did admit that they were focusing on the most prominent Russian propagandist. Well, Ukraine's killing people that are journalists. And the Ukraine's put Jack Posobiec on a list to be killed. Remember that? She seemed to take particular... Remember a U.S. senator said something? So the Ukrainian spokesperson threatened the U.S. senator? That was a little too far. She seemed to take particular delight in the idea of catching the journalists who are targeted off guard, explaining how they are seeking secret warrants. Boy, not just arrests, secret arrests. You can't get more tyrannical. Everything they say about Trump, they're doing. Quote, we are asking prosecutors to issue arrest warrants so the names are not revealed. We want these individuals to travel to other countries and be arrested there. It's better if they are left guessing rather than receiving a clear warning, she said. Now, let's look at this. This is the latest State Department funded group that I just mentioned to you that's in the article that Glenn Beck wrote. Conspiracy theorists, propaganda, and the Russians. And look, on the map, oh my God, InfoWars is totally evil, and it's just doing all this bad. There's Alex Jones over here. He's the second most evil person on this part of the map. And there's some horrible Eastern Orthodox church group. And you don't even know most of these groups. But it's like, I don't know what that is. Or this. I looked it up. It's like some thing promoting orthodoxy. And it goes on to show how they've set all this up. And here's the global map of this organization and group. And again, Trump is the main mothership. Look, he's the really bad one. You've got InfoWars and, oh yeah, Fox News. It's Russian agents too. Forgot about that. not a deal with Fox News immediately. They're really working for the old roosters at Ruskies. It goes on. From Trumpists to communists, the forces in the U.S. impending aid to Ukraine and how they do it. So if you don't like World War III, this group that translates, I guess, out of the Ukrainian, T-E-K-C-T-M, in the whole Russian language. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. Ukraine outlet ties the U.S. State Department, puts Blaze Media on Russian disinformation watch list. And then who's behind it? Obama and George Clooney. And look, here's an example of where they criticize us, because there's each little bubble you can click on. And one of the evil bubbles is Kellen McBreen, who's worked here for 10 years. His dad's Darren McBreen worked here 14 years. It says that we claim the Azov Battalion are Nazis, so therefore we are Russian agents. Now, the Azov Battalion does Nazi rituals of blood and soil. They heil Hitler. They do Nazi salutes. They get swastika tattoos. Their symbol is the rune of the Ukrainian Nazi military in World War II. I mean, they saluted the former top living Ukrainian SS officer that actually on record massacred people personally and put them in mass graves in the Canadian Parliament. That was last year. A few weeks ago in the British Parliament, they saluted another Ukrainian Nazi that's still alive. I mean, you're like, what is America doing sending hundreds of billions of dollars to people to go Heil Hitler? While the ADL says if you don't open borders, you're a Nazi and should be shut up. And then you do it. And they do a, quote, investigation of McBreen and say he's a terrorist. And it continues on right here. That's just a microcosm. Here's another one of one of their reports. Carlson shows where he presented as a forbidden prophet and carrier of hidden truths, Alex Jones. So Tucker Carlson is a Russian agent. Because he talks to Alex Jones. It's these big, giant reports. Conspiracy theorists, propagandists, and Russians. Overhead shot real quick. I mean, I can go on for hundreds of pages of this. These people are complete whack. Oh, my gosh, Breitbart, they're Russians. Heritage Foundation, they're Russians. You didn't know that? Oh, they're all Russians. Libertarian Party, Russians. Center for Political Innovation, they're Russians. It just goes on and on. There's Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's a Russian. Everybody's a Russian. So we don't want World War III. We're pointing out Zelensky's now a dictator. We don't want to cut the power off to Europe. We're against blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline. We're for cheap energy and fertilizer because that's the symbol of energy. That's what makes everybody successful. That's life. Plant food that's animal and human food, because the plants feed the animals that we eat and we eat the plants, and then cheap energy. Like, I'm all about how the world really works. I've got children. So if they're cutting your energy off, your food and your then energy for machines, they're really hurting you. And, man, if Vladimir Pooty Pooter, as George W. called him, was involved in any of this, I'd be up his ass so fast it'd make his head spin. He's not doing any of this. Is Vladimir Putin trying to cut our son's penises off? Did Vladimir Putin order the border wide open? Did Vladimir Putin bring in the poison shot? Did Vladimir Putin do all the lockdowns? Did Vladimir Putin do it? No, he didn't. And I wish he did, because that'd be an easy enemy to deal with. I could rally America, but he's not doing it. So I don't fight people that aren't attacking me. The New World Order is stomping all over us, pissing on us and telling us it's raining, and I'm done. So that's where all this is, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I got a bunch of other news. We got a huge guest, MIA, the huge platinum artist, coming on. She said she was coming on the show today and got censored on Instagram. She joined us in about 5 minutes. But this is where we are. If you order any products at InfoWarsStore.com, you will get them before InfoWars is shut down. We're The court's going to allow that. It's going to happen. We might be saved. I'd give it a 10% chance. But I don't know what's going to happen. There's a big court hearing Friday. So we'll see what unfolds at that thing. I got big fish to fry with Tucker Carlson and Russell Brand, so I'll be covering that here on air. But we'll know by like 3 o'clock what's going on, and we'll announce it here on air. I need to stay right here in the nest and cover all this. But if you want to support the broadcast, you need to go to our sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. That's my dad's company, a warehouse in North Austin, Round Rock. It's separate from this. He figured this was going to happen a couple of years ago. He already sold products here. He developed our supplements. He's done it, and he set up his own warehouse, his own stuff. They have great shipping, great quality, great customer service. DrJonesNaturals.com. I want to thank you all for your support. And there are all the nano silver products and 12 products that haven't been available at InfoWars store for 6 months or so. He reordered them because they were his products. They just wouldn't reorder them themselves and kicked it out of the store, the CRO and all that. So now it's all available. The Next Level Foundational Energy, all the great organic toothpaste that are fluoride free, all the nano silver products, and back in stock, the highest quality, 30 parts per million, colloidal silver, the same stuff. Got bottles of it right here. Let's go to DrJonesNaturals.com. I want to show them this. For 57% off. I don't run these sales, and I don't know how they're doing it so cheap, because there's not too much markup in this. More than half off on the highest quality. You can take it internally, put it on wounds, put it on your skin, put it on your face. So many people that have acne and problems can't believe what silver does. It is incredible. So, Silver Bullet, 57% off at drjonesnaturals.com. And the green fiber caps are the highest quality concentrates of the sprouts of key seeds. They give you all this energy and focus and clarity and flush out your guts and are great for your immune system. That's 40% off. There's a bunch of other amazing products at drjonesnaturals.com. But I saw this morning, and I haven't even called my dad yet to say, what are you doing? You just get it back in, and it's 57% off. You're probably making like $5 a bottle on that, but you need to go there. You need to get it now. $12.98. This is private label, the top firm in the country. They sell this at Whole Foods for $29.95. They discount it for $20. It's $12.98. Silver Bullet, DrJonesNaturals.com. That funds our operation. Please take action there now. We need your support. Plus, this is something that everybody needs in their arsenal of defense and their medicine chest. We'll be right back.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
If you think gun control or something like that is going to change a terrorist's point of view, I think you're, like, out of your mind.
You may think you've got me worried about what you're going to do. Dude, you're about to find out what I'm going to do. And that's going to worry you a lot more.
Law Dog, you don't step aside, we'll tear you apart.
You die first, get it? Your friends might get me in a rush, but not before I make your head into a canoe. You understand me?
He's bluffing. Let's rush him.
No. He ain't bluffing.
You're not as stupid as you look, I...
Yeah, I don't understand the concepts of conversation of the gun culture. We've lived with guns since, what, the 7th century or something? I don't know.
We all know that right now, guns is a totem, it's a metaphor that disenfranchised white guys need. It makes them feel good because they're being...
You can say what you want, I don't agree with that.
There's a big difference between fantasy land and reality. Fantasy land is what we do. Doing a movie, doing a television show, that's fantasy land. And that's where that stuff belongs. In reality, when we're dealing with things like terrorism and whatnot, we're all going to have different opinions on how to do it, how to deal with it. Mine happens to be that I think there's a very strong reason Founding Fathers had for the Second Amendment, and that is that no government ever hasn't had to fight its own people, and its own people hasn't had to fight its own government.
So what are you going to do? Outlaw everything? That isn't the answer.
Just put some...
Put some controls. What? So the people who want to defend themselves can't?
No, not so you can't. Just so the idiots can't get hold of them.
Do you really believe they're not going to? Are you serious about that? Are you seriously? What good will that?
Oh my God.
Poor shit.
We had our Civil War. If that Second Amendment hadn't been there, those people would not have had the opportunity to do what they considered was defending their life, their way, their style of living. So I agree with that. I think that's an important part of our existence, and it's basically that simple.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
All of us see the sunset or beautiful snow-covered mountains or shooting stars or little fish in a pool or beautiful jungle plants or a cute little baby, you know, in its mother's arms. And you recognize goodness. You recognize wholesomeness. You recognize things God made that we communally share in God's creation, and we worship our Heavenly Father who's given us the system of Genesis that is our mother, but it is God, the Godhead, the male energy of will and building and striving. I'm just high on creation, man. I can't handle how alive I am right now in the fight against these tyrants. And how hard I'm going to push to go after them, because I'm so full of life and so full of resistance to these murdering pedophiles who want to get in the way of God's plan. But I tell you, anybody tries to get in the way of the incredible plan the big guys got for us has got me pissed, and I'm just begging to stay on the team, man. Just put me in the game, coach. Whatever you say, coach. I know I'm weak. I know I'm pathetic. Man, you're amazing. I'm so lucky you made me. What do I do, boss? What do I do? I'm like a hunting dog, man. Just take me out of the house. Just turn me on them. Just tell me what I got to do. Tell me how I serve you. Tell me what I can do for you right now. Woo! everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
Coming up, MIA.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order.
That's right. MIA coming up, platinum award-winning rapper producer censured for standing up against the New World Order. We're talking to her in a few minutes.
Thing at live.
Yo, you gotta, have you talked to Alex Jones?
No, yet.
Role? You gotta, I yeah. feel like.
He Alex owes me a career.
This. Yeah.
He owes me my music career back. Because he is the guy that my last record was canceled over.
What happened?
The day I said that tweet was to be the day that my record was going to be released to the world.
What was the tweet? On.
It was about lies on the internet, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said, people can't be fined $1 billion for lying because so many people lie.
Yeah.
Like I can think of like 25 people that needs to be fined $1 billion right now.
Every president we've had.
That has been detrimental to humanity.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Not just the emotional suffering of families mm-hmm. that were part of this incident. Mm-hmm. But lies that have changed the course of humanity.
Yeah, they engineer the narrative of life. Yeah.
So I was kind of like, wow, this is amazing. Right. I was actually thinking of it in a positive way. I wasn't defending him. I was like, yo, if we're going to fine people for lying, this is a great thing. Let's go and make that list,
you know,
and let's go and fine people.
What happened to your record?
And they pulled my record.
When was this?
Canceled.
That was 4 years ago?
No, this was October 2022.
So, wait. Wow. Who was they, though?
I'm walking out.
Nice.
Who are they?
No, you said...
Who are they?
The record label?
The record label, yes.
They canceled your album.
Yes.
But
is this Jay-Z? Can we get into that?
I was on Island.
Okay.
Yeah, I was on Island.
Wow. That's wild. Has the music come out, or what's going on with it?
That was it. It got canceled and I got dropped off all the magazine covers, you know, like, GQ dropped my cover. I think people from Vogue and stuff like that. There was loads of press lined up and everybody canceled it.
It's worth noting this is not the first time you've pissed off entire portions of the world.
No, it happens on a regular basis.
Well, good for her, because the entire global political power structure, Hollywood, all of it, the music industry, is collapsing. The world is awake. So I've been aware of her for many years. I actually liked her music. My older daughter's a big fan, was aware of her stand against the poison shots, her stand for free speech, and so much more. MIA Universe on X, MIA Universe, and OHMNI.com. And she joins us here. Here's some of the headlines, just recent ones. Pop star MIA dropped from GQ Awards after tweet defending Alex Jones. After viral Alex Jones post, a look back at MIA's anti-vax history, Newsweek. MIA will not let us forget she's anti-vax. How dare her? MIA has more unfounded doubts about the safety of the COVID-19 vax. That's from a couple of years ago. Boy, hasn't she been vindicated? Hasn't she been validated? So good for her not being part of this murder machine. And then today, She was going to post, I guess this is on Instagram, about coming on the show, and they tried to block that and censor that, censor her post that we've also reposted at Real Alex Jones. So she had courage early on. I mean, she's been talking about this stuff for many years, I'm aware of, and now, you know, she's paid the price, but that's good because now we know she's not part of the evil operation, and so we can only salute her. So, MIA, great to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Hi. Great to be here.
It's great to have you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you great. Where do you want to start?
I want to start with how my Martyr album was martyred. So when I was about to release my last record, it was called Martyr, and it kind of, the release date coincided with the verdict on the, well, your verdict when your sign fined for $1 billion. And as I was about to post about my album, I saw the headline about you, and then since then I've been kind of thrown into this full circle. You know, Candace Owen invited me on her show because of that tweet, and then obviously I went on Tim Pool, and then now I've kind of connected back to the source of my problem. So yeah, you tell me. Where do you want to start?
Well, I don't think this is a problem. I think this is good that you instinctively stood up to evil. I know you've had an interesting political background. So you've been around the world. You've seen a lot of things because I followed your work. You might talk about how long you've been awake, but it's a good problem to be standing with humanity, in my view.
Yeah, well, I think that was historical if somebody was getting fined for lying. Like, sorry to hear that it happened to you. The fact that we can have society fine people for lying is how it's phrased. And that, to me, was like a historical event in the history of the United States, you know, and maybe the world. And if we're going to go into the realm of suing people and fining them for lying, like, obviously we're going to have a field day. But it didn't really go like that. You know, it's very hypocritical because I saw it as a positive news, even though, you know, my record was martyred, and I guess so are you on this, on all the platforms, you know, since then. So, yeah, to me, it just felt like it was opening up a really good, exciting future for people in terms of, like, you know, being able to hold people accountable, because being Tamil and coming from Sri Lanka, there was a lot of false accusations and lies that were spread by the media in the end times during the Tamil genocide. And, you know, we've tried to go to the UN and do this in a very proper manner, and we haven't had any results. So if this is another point that you can add to a case where you can say, look, all these information were falsified, and during the last days of the war, the UN coordinates were used to drop bombs on civilians, and they were bombing the no-fire zone, and that was...
Well, that's right. For those that don't know, the UN has a long history of conducting or aiding massacres from Sri Lanka to Burma to Rwanda, but they have this giant PR operation. They're this loving, peaceful organization.
Well, yes, that brings us to why there hasn't been a verdict drawn on the Sri Lankan issue, and obviously the army officials that were committing the war crimes were hired as UN personnel in the end, at the end of the war. So I was already disheartened with the results that the UN can yield in terms of, going to the ICC or the the process of taking like legal action against war crimes and stuff. And so then when this happened and there was another like moment where you can sue people for lying, this seemed like a really good thing. You know,
well, that's the thing. They misrepresented what I said, built a straw man, and then had me defaulted and then said $1.5 billion to silence me. They've now openly admitted. But then we have Madeleine Albright on 60 Minutes saying halfway into the sanctions, they tripled with the sanctions when Clinton got in. So they killed 2 million Iraqis, they admit, 1 million of them kids. At the time, it was 500,000 kids. And she said, I'd do it again. It was a good thing to do. So she kills millions of people, cutting off medicine and food, and says, I agree, I did it, I do it again. She's a loving liberal, but then I question something, they take it out of context, you're simply pointing out what everybody's pointing out now, but you did it early on. You might have been the first that said, how does he get this for, quote, disinformation I didn't even do, and then all these other people are caught lying constantly, like Fauci, oh, don't wear a mask, do wear a mask, oh, the shots totally work, oh, they don't work, oh, I never said they worked, and then lying about gain of function. I mean, these guys are trying to make me the devil, and I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I certainly try to tell the truth, I make mistakes. It's just not flying, and so speak to that, and then also, has your life gotten more adventurous, more empowering since you took on the New World Order? Because I think you were calling it kind of an adventure earlier, or maybe I misheard you.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I'm as a musician and an artist, I try not to like draw very clear lines. I like being a question mark and question things. And one of the things I feel like it's going on now, you know, a lot of people are talking about, even in the comments when I posted about coming on InfoWars, everyone's like, oh, less, you know, less of this and more of talking about Palestine. But then that was a really interesting point because, you know, these are the things that I want to figure out because this week, or not this week, but last month, we basically are still experiencing people that were affected by the vaccine. And I, you know, in 2020, I got thrown into the anti-vax category, which I wasn't aware of and I didn't really know. And it's a terminology that was really popping off in America. And it's like a thing that is a movement. But tweeting from London, it just seemed like, well, that's weird. They're just going to force this thing. Suddenly, like everybody, you know, all the governments in the world care about you. Like, it doesn't make sense because a lot of people were killed in Sri Lanka and nobody really cared. So all of a sudden, everyone's like, we're doing this for your own benefit. And I wanted to question that because that's naturally who I am. And so then I got thrown into the anti-vax category. And I've been floating around for 4 years being cancelled by every leftist magazine and platforms because they, you know, were name-calling me as an anti-vaxxer. So obviously I took more interest in researching who these people are and who I'm lumped in with, you know. And so in terms of, like, putting these things together in the current situation, I would say over the past 4 years, if you look at the amount of people that have apparently died from when COVID came in the last 4 years, I heard 20 million, but then on your show you said 30 million. But if 30 million people died in the last 4 years, I would say that's a little bit like a genocide.
Well, sure. I mean, it was 22 million in the insurance company actuaries. It's grown now to 35 million.
Okay. Whatever the figures are, if it's above 10 million, it's, you know, like we can be give or take 10 million, but if it's 20 million or 30 million, that happened in the last 4 years and loads of people accepted that. And then suddenly, you know, if you, that's humanity on earth. And then we zoom in to one location, which is Israel, Palestine. And then there's, you know, this violent situation. I wouldn't really call it a war, but it's a violent.
I would call it tribal warfare, but I get your point. I'm all against the Palestinians dying.
I will also also call it, if people were calling it genocide, I would also call it a genocide because it's very similar to the Tamil situation. But what I'm saying is that that is a zoomed in issue. And then when you zoom out, the global situation is there's been 20 to 30 million people who died the last 4 years. And then when you're talking about when people are freaking out saying, hey, can we have you talk more about Palestine? Well, 4 years ago I said, hey, can we talk more about the 20 million people? And nobody really cared. And in fact, I just got thrown into a conspiracy theorist, anti-vaxxer category and censored. And so it's a very schizophrenic world when you're trying to make sense of the same people who supported that are now shouting about this. And this is what the confusion is with the left, you know, and I wouldn't say, hey, I'm sat here fighting New World Order, but I would say that in terms of information, and now we're living through the times of information warfare, and they want to get rid of anything that is opposing the narrative or freedom of speech. And, you know, you're like, for example, the fact that I mentioned your name in my Instagram post, it automatically got dubbed and connected to the vaccine and COVID-19, even though nothing in that post mentioned the vaccine or COVID-19, but it automatically gives you that label. And this brings me to the label, because if you constantly are going to play this game, like, of...
Well, the label comes from the CIA on record congressional testimony in the 70s, and the Frank Church Committee declassified. They didn't want people questioning the murder of John F. Kennedy in Dallas, Texas in November 63. So the CIA created that to where you don't debate somebody because they have facts. You just call them a conspiracy theorist.
Yes, I've been through many of the conspiracy theorist thing, but this is a really interesting point about conspiracy theory, because, like, talking to you, like, you obviously feel like we're living in some sort of end time situation, and the entire, you know, this is the question I want to ask you. It's like, if we are living through a time like that, we all have to choose between, you know, If you look at the war in Israel and Palestine, it's a representation of a certain belief system where you're either going to believe in the Messiah coming or Jesus Christ coming, or the Muslims believe that Mehdi's coming, okay? And you're like, if we're living through the end times in some way, who is right, you know?
Is that your question?
I feel like that is...
Well, I mean,
this is my question, because it is... I feel like we're at a fuck around and find out moment in the world, you know, on a time scale. And, you know, at the moment, the left is being told the fuck around and find out moment is on October the 7th. And if you mess around or fuck around with Israel, this is what's going to happen to you, right? But people actually believe, or people who believe in God think this is actually a fuck around and find out moment in a spiritual sense, where, you know, people who it's the world is divided into people who actually believe in God or don't believe in God, and there's some sort of result from this event or some sort of conclusion, you know, that we're all getting to, no matter what issue it is and situation it is in the world, that everything is leading up to some sort of, you know, decisive moment in the future, and that's what we're heading towards. And it's that, is that God? Is that AI? Is that, you know, no, it's just a random bunch of events caused by random particles bumping into each other, and nobody knows, and we carry on believing, you know, in AI and become cyborgs and travel to other planets. You know, like, what is this conclusive moment?
Absolutely. Well, I would call it approaching the singularity. So to quantify your question, you're asking me what I think of the statements you've made that I think are all statements of fact. I'm totally against what's happened to the Palestinians. I'm also against what Hamas did. Israel founded Hamas. And so I understand there's a power behind all this that wants to create this messianic class of civilizations but it's kind of like the new movie Dune that's based on that great book. They're all thinking it's just some setup to manipulate people, but it becomes actually true. And so I think people in the system trying to create Armageddon believe they're just using it for power and control, but instead I believe it is real, and that's them fooling themselves as they see prophecy revealed. They're helping reveal it. They pretend like they're the authors of it. They're playing God, but really they're just puppets in God's plan. And so you're absolutely right. You know, we've got 60,000 dead Palestinians, a couple thousand dead Israelis. It's terrible. And then I simply say, okay, Russia could start nuclear war. There's a million dead there conservatively now. And why don't we spend 90% of the time on that and 10% on the Palestinians? Because the numbers, again, are so clear that the Ukraine thing is already so much bigger in death. Plus, it's way more dangerous with nuclear weapons. Imagine, you know, if Israel has nukes, but imagine if the Gazans did, we'd be in a nuclear war. And so I understand what you're saying. Like, why are we told by the Democrats and the deep state and the Republican neocons that everything is Israel, everything is this war, this is all that matters, focus on that, whereas you come from a country and know places where the UN comes in and just slaughters people by the tens of thousands, it's not even on the news. So you're saying, why are they flipping the switch on to care here but not to care here? And understanding that is how you understand their larger plans. So I totally agree with you that we should examine why that is, why we're told to care about Israel or care about Palestine when it's a blip on the radar compared to everything else. And I'm not lessening that, but it's lessening all the other things to only focus on that.
Yeah, well, it's just it's really difficult being called names where you're called an anti-vaxxer and a conspiracy theorist and all of these names, but then told specifically to focus on this issue. And that's what I mean. It's like, actually, if we are humanitarian, we will be caring about all aspects of it.
Yeah, we can't let the system, we can't, let me just quantify this. I think you're dead on. I'm glad you raised this because people don't raise this enough. Why are we being told to care about this but nothing else? You're just simply asking the question, what is it about this we're being told to care about? Why do you think that is?
Well, I just think that it's interesting that, so you have this war, it's very old, it's part of the old world, and so it's been going on for 75 years, and I think the amplification and the urgency is, it does feel like there's, it's like, you know, trying to, Israel's trying to get to this conclusion. But at the same time, I think the narrative for the first time is being able to be put through social media, and, you know, the civilians are armed with technology to be able to report themselves. And so we're seeing two different things. I think on the one hand, it's a good thing that Palestinians themselves are able to film themselves, and also people in the West are connected to these voices and they can like amplify the sounds, and social media, everyone, you know, it's like citizen journalists.
MIA, you're bringing up some really important points. Let's come back and finish your point. That I've got some questions for you about where the world's going in the future. She's one of the top artists out there, one of the most outspoken against tyranny. She's very smart. That's why they're trying to censor her, because she's getting you to think and ask, who's flipping your emotions on and off like a light switch? Why are they doing that? We'll be right back with MIA. I'm Alex Jones.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil. At InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The times are
like everyone has suffered enough, like Julian suffered enough, the people have suffered enough. I do have optimism that the world is changing so fast that, you know, hopefully everyone sort of draws the line that, you know, the suffering is been enough, and that we can all sort of move forward into a different phase where we actually have really real relevant issues on surveillance and how we're going to go into the future, and how you know that sort of relates to everybody in the world, not just Americans. I think these conversations are really important, and those need to be had. And I think Julian's an important and an intelligent contribution to those kind of conversations. And there's no point, you know, locking him up and throwing away the key when we actually need to expand, you know, our knowledge on cyber, the future of what cyber surveillance and security and these things are.
All right, international best-selling singer, producer, rapper, multi-platinum, joins us, massively censored in the last 4 years for telling the truth on so many fronts. I basically agree with her on everything, including EMF and 5G and the plunging fertility and all the exploding cancer. We'll talk to her about that. I've got a lot of other issues. I want to shift gears out of the Middle East and Palestine and the Russia war and all that. But if she's got any other points, I'd like her to add it. But speaking of Julian Assange, it's come out that George Cooley, who I've always known was a CIA operative, Obama's best friend, runs these palaces all over Europe that are clearly sex operations. I don't know if they've got kids in there, but if I would guess they do, that's classic CIA MO. He has now been caught running a secret operation with Interpol to start secretly arresting journalists and Julian Assange-ing a lot of people. I remember a Wall Street Journal article 6 years ago, right before they came after me, they said, we're going to get Jones and Assange, and when people don't stand up for them, we're going to get everybody. There was a big subscriber article, really, to the shareholders of News Corp. They were splitting with Disney, and it was a prospectus on the future. And they said, and once we shut them down, we're going to shut everybody down. So Julian Assange is really target number one in all of this. And I've covered it in the last hour. I can show viewers. There's articles on Infowars.com about it. But it's just a minor scandal. Guys, pull it up from Infowars.com. That his foundation in Europe is running a hit list of who to secretly disappear and put bags over their heads. That is so scandalous of George Clooney. I mean, these are monsters, absolute monsters. MIA, talking about Assange, talking about these new developments. What do you say about it?
Wow, I didn't know that.
It's just now breaking. It's just now breaking.
But I did go to visit Julian Assange in Belmarsh to show him this collection that I'm wearing right now. So when I made, in terms of what I was saying about him and surveillance and stuff like that, I still believe that. I haven't read about the George Clooney thing, but that's because I don't really read the news.
And by the way, it turned out he did have hidden cameras. He was being bombarded. They were basically Havana syndroming him. And you predicted that. I forgot that part.
Yeah, I somebody also broke into the embassy. They were trying to assassinate him at one point. But one of his last ever interviews on YouTube.com before the internet was cut, his last interview before the internet was cut in the embassy, Julian talked about how, you know, when babies are born now, parents have to constantly be negotiating with corporations to, you know, shape this human being or like to be able to, I don't know, have access to your own child, because corporations, even when the baby's in the womb, is already got dibs on your child, you know. And this interview right here is his last interview. And the last sentence he says before this interview cut off was, he was talking about how, and this is filmed, what, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and he was talking about how, you know, there was this concept of nanoparticles, which is almost like evil dust, you know, that is sprayed everywhere, and it's in your clothes, it's in your food, it's in the atmosphere, and this,
it's in the vaccines, it's now in the vaccines.
Well, he said that, and then they cut the internet, so we never found out what he was talking about.
And remember, he had the documents. I mean, he had Vault 7, he had everything.
So basically, that's why I was already kind of interested in it, because I wanted to know why that particular interview of Julian was more powerful than all the other ones, and why from that day is when they cut the internet. And then from that, he was silenced, and then he was carried off into Belmarsh. So,
and by the way, that's a great idea. This is a live interview, MIA, but when we're done, I'm going to add that Julian Assange interview in full onto the end here, where they can't censor it for now at band.video, and we'll re-upload it on X. Great point. I forgot about this interview. Keep going.
Well, that just brings me to the clothing line, because everyone's saying, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. What are you worried about? But this interview does say 5 years ago, Julian's not a conspiracy theorist, and he was already talking about this thing, you know, nanotechnology, and then he was silenced. Like, it was pretty powerful enough to be cutting the internet off in the embassy when they had actually let him have the internet in the embassy for years and years and years. And so then, obviously, years after that, so I think he gave that interview in, I'm not really sure, like 2017 or 16. I'm not really sure the dates. But after that, he never spoke again in the media. And
so it's really his last words.
It's actually his last words. And then so fast forward 6-7 years, and I've made this collection, which is that protective, it's EMF protective shielding wear. And actually, people in Palestine should be wearing this right now.
By the way, people make jokes about it. They admit the 5G, all of it, is literally killing us. And they just make a joke about it.
Well, it's not even the 5G. This is actually, like, if you were in Palestine, this blocks out many things. This fabric is strong enough to not be trackable, traceable, and things like that.
Exactly. They have trouble with their different AI reading and drone systems. So tell us about your clothing line. It's fascinating.
Yes, so it's anti-drone. Well, it's anti-drone, and it's perfect. If the leftists were so, you know, compassionate about the Palestinians, then they should be spreading this to the Palestinians.
By the way, let me say this. My mother told me about 10 years ago, if you were really smart, come up with some fashion line, which I'm not good at, that would illustrate what's happening to people. So it's not just that it helps people, and I mean, Faraday cages do a lot of things, folks, but it's stylish the way you have it done. But it's also, people ask, what is that? And now you can explain
that's
to them.
That's a tin foil hat right there. So we wanted to bring this to streetwear because, you know, 7 years from the concept of the evil dust that Julian Assange mentioned, we are now walking in these cities. You know, we're walking and consuming this stuff and injecting this stuff. And it's in, you know, if it's in the atmosphere, then that is, you know, you've got to move fashion forward. We no longer want to wear something that just simply looks good, or I don't.
I want
to
go further. I got
to
stop you. MIA, this is so genius, and only a smart woman could come up with this. Style and fashion, the CIA is obsessed with. That's how they control culture. The new runway models have cut their breast off, and they come out with their breasts cut off. Everybody claps. That's evil Satanism. Attack the goddess, attack the woman. Instead, you come up with real stylish Faraday stuff, not just a block and pocket for your phone or whatever, so you're not tracked, and it becomes a huge symbol and a huge discussion. And if people then adopted this, it would cause a revolution of understanding. This is pure genius. I've been looking for a chink in the armor. You're absolutely right. Tell me more about it.
Well, when I got branded the tinfoil hat wearer, because I said, you know, my album got cancelled back of the Alex Jones tweet, and about 150,000 people liked that tweet. It's probably the most.
So why not embrace? Why not embrace the tinfoil?
I embraced it. So I thought I will embrace the label that they gave me, and then I will embrace the concept that they gave me, and then I will create something positive for humanity, which I think this is what that is. And I think, you know, like when you're talking about anti-drone wear, like there was a really interesting article where they were saying how they use AI in the Israel-Palestinian war, where you can put into the AI a word and say anybody who's using any cell phones that is communicated a word, and you can put in whatever word you want, the AI will just like sift through everybody's text messages that day. And then it will target and give you GPS coordinates of those cell phones. And then you can just send a drone out directly to that phone and to that person. And if the systems are that far sophisticated, I don't understand why there's a resistance to clothing and our protection.
But let me go further and back you up. Wearing a lightweight Faraday cage like you're doing, with this came out 15 years ago, that like Xbox and things could see through your walls. Not just you, not just a normal camera, but it was sending out a radio wave or a sonar wave that was bouncing back, but a light Faraday cage would actually block that. So a lot of these drones and systems are not using normal visual targeting. They're sending out radio waves or electromagnetic waves that get a reading, but if they can biometrically tell by how you walk. Once they get a scan of you in an airport for 20 seconds, they now can tell you down to one out of a billion who you are. But if you're wearing an electromagnetic defense, folks, this is where we're at, literally, then they can't get a scan through. So people make jokes about that, but at the CIA...
That's fine. Like, Well, I don't mind technology. Even this interview is possible because of technology. Like, we're able to have.
But it's being used. But it's being used against us. My point is, the CIA, the FBI, they have Faraday cages around their computer rooms, and I can tell you, they actually wear Faraday stuff around their computers. They put them in bags.
Military invention. This is actually invented for the purpose of the military, and now it's coming. You know, I'm the first one who's able to take it to
exactly. So tell, explain to people what you're doing. Explain that.
Well, initially, this fabric was made for the military or people working in around radiation. And 15 years ago or 10 years ago, I came across it. And then at that time, you know, people were making like very small phone cases, and it was it basically limited. Being able to access your microphone or turn your phone on when you've turned it off and all of those things, it cuts it out. And so it took 10 years for this fabric to be able to, available enough for me to be able to bring a brand made with it. But Omni, the name itself, it's very like Om's resistance, you know, Omni, and it, is, the measurement of electrical resistance. And I just thought that for our brand and the name, and I had this logo for a long time, and it's always been a wish of mine to do something like this. But I never thought I'd do it on the scale that I'm doing it now, but I'm very proud of it, and it's not just like...
No, but it's a beautiful... You're a beautiful woman, but it actually looks cool. You've come up with a stylish Faraday cage, but just the education to people about how we're being bombarded is amazing. Here, let's do a live shot. We'll zoom out. Zoom out, guys.
So here's the poncho. And, you know, this is the pants, which is super silver. And actually, you know what I'm going to do is take the poncho off. And then you see, actually, the cashmere of our collection is this fabric I'm wearing, which is the stretch fabric. And this is like super, it's like spandex, but it's got the highest amount of silver. So it's antibacterial, anti-radiation, anti-Wi-Fi, it's all of these things. In fact, you can see all the things it does at the top. But this is like, you couldn't get this fabric 10 years ago. You know, a stretch silver fabric. This is just like incredible the way that future moves on, you know, and you're able to create something like this, which they, I don't think that we had technologically, we hadn't advanced enough to make something like that.
Listen, but it's amazing, and everything you're saying is true. People will make jokes about it. Great. People know this isn't a joke, and it's a way to get people thinking as well. Since you mentioned the Assange last interview that I forgot about for years, let me play a short minute of it, and when the interview's over, it's posted later, archive. We'll put the full final Julian Assange's final words up. Here's a short clip of him being cut off.
Intelligent evil dust scattered everywhere, like confetti in everything. So I think it's increasingly hard for human beings to work out how to deal with that. And the only way I can see is that we've got to securitize this problem. Computer security industry is, you know, it's been engaged in outrageous securitization for a very long period of time, hyping up threats, etc. I get how the game is played. It needs to be securitized in a different way. We need to securitize by securitize, I mean you turn something into a threat and thereby change behavior or get economic gain from it. So we need to securitize the threat to elites by these developments. The people who run these companies, it's a threat to them. It's a threat to the most powerful people in society. And to eliminate the notion that there's a place that powerful people can hide from or skilled people can hide from this phenomenon. And that's the way to get all those people who have an ability to make a difference to make a difference.
Wow. So that's the last thing he ever said in the media. And what he's saying there is so profound. Any new technology will get adopted. People will then want it. And as we become aware of the threats, it creates whole new industries to counter that. So you use it like a snake eating its itself. And what you're doing with fashion to get people aware and to protect them is pure genius. So MIA, you're obviously a great artist, smart lady. You came up with this. This is very profound.
Yeah, I'm just surprised no one's done it before. And, you know, our first week, we had a soft launch last week, and a lot of medical professionals have been buying it and supporting it. And that already told us, okay, this is a different, like, avenue to go with fashion that hasn't been explored yet, you know. And I come from St. Martin's. I went to St. Martin's School of Art and graduated there and is an honorary at the London University College of Arts. And for me, fashion, entering the fashion business was always an option over the last 20 years. And I always put it off as an artist because I don't want to add to the pollution and the noise and, you know, the sweatshops and this and that. And I just feel like this is such a necessity. And also just because I have been following the development of technology and what it's doing to people, how censorship or freedom of speech and owning your own data and your, you being able to sort of make decisions with your own free will, without being manipulated and all of that. I care about those things, and I've spoken up about those issues in my work, you know. So this is just like a natural progression for me to bring this to my fans and bring this to people that are genuinely here, present, and aware of where we are at in the world.
Absolutely. Well, MIA, I am extremely impressed. I want to invite you back up again soon if you ever come to Texas. I know are you still banned from coming to the United States?
I'm not. I've got my visa approved. I'm back reunited with my son. But that's another point as well, is that in the time I wasn't able to come into the U.S. is the time I was able to make this brand, you know, so I wanted to come back and meet my son with something positive. And
so that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. And in closing, I only got a few minutes left.
Exactly. And I think, you know, this is also very good for teenagers. And like, this protects your reproductive organs and doesn't fry your balls when you're on. Like,
I mean, it's a fact that ear pods have higher radiation point blank than a cell phone. And I finally got my daughters, the little one doesn't have them, but the two older ones, to stop it. And you know, girls, guys do it too. They stick it in their, you know, right next to your ovaries or right next to your testicles. People, this is real. While she's been talking, for a radio listener, I've been throwing up Wired Magazine, AP Reuters. It's not debatable. And just this year, they had a 20-year federal study on all this electromagnetic radiation, and the findings were so horrible, the government shelved it and said no future investigation. What does that tell you? In closing, come back again soon. But in the 2 minutes we have left, MIA, you're amazing. What else do you want to say to the world? What other big topics that you wish you would have covered when you leave?
I think that's pretty much covers everything. That all our clothes that is on the website does a thing. And, you know, I think hopefully younger generations will wake up to this fabric and what it does. And Omni also in the future will expand, you know, where we can make helpful things to society through fashion.
Well, listen, my wife is super smart, and she's not into living in the country. She's a city girl. But she notices when we go to the desert or the middle of nowhere and there's no cell phone connection, she feels great, and so do I. Well, it's because all that stuff affects our electromagnetics, our brain cells. It's very toxic. And she's like, I want to move to the middle of nowhere. And I said, well, the biggest thing we can do is get a smaller house, and I haven't told anybody this till now, and have people put a Faraday cage in it and not have any wireless, which we don't have now, and have ports that are plugged in. People have to start realizing this, and if we fight back and create an economy about countering it, that will take over the economy. The ESGs are all about them programming the economy to kill us, but with our free choice, we still have time before the ESGs are fully in the social credit score to build new economies of innovation to challenge this. I think that's what you said. It's so revolutionary using the free market. Where do people find
it's about owning your own data. You know, you have the choice. If they want your data, then you can give them the data if that's your choice, you know, or you can block it if you don't want to share it. And It's about giving you that choice. And so you're not walking down the street and you're at the bus stop.
No, no, totally amazing. So what are the best websites for you? Because we've got OHMIN.com. We have you, of course, MIA Universe on X.
MNI. Yes. So it's omni.com is the shop, and I'm on Instagram, Maya Matangi, MIA, but Instagram does censor me a bit more. But MIA Universe on X. So thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. You're very amazing. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
We have one of the biggest banking whistleblowers ever with UBS and more coming up. Highly recommended by high-level sources. I'll leave it at that. Stay with us for that. But she's talking about economies. And when we got the Clinton Foundation documents, their library documents, years ago when there was a lawsuit by Joseph Farah and Roland Ailey to get them, the Clintons, as they became the co-president, were obsessed with shutting down populist farmers, media, industry. They don't want people tying nationalism and populism and conservatism to brands, because people want that. Just like rejecting Bud Light's great, but you got to have something else you're going to buy. So this is very exciting what she was saying. We need funds to fight the enemy. So we try to bring you great products to do it. Go to our great sponsor that's separate from InfoWars, that's still going to be there, even if InfoWars is shut down imminently, drjonesnaturals.com. And I haven't talked to my dad lately. I kept telling him, you got to reorder our highest quality, 30 parts per million, silver bullet. He has done it. The big shipment came in, and they're doing 57% off $12. This is private label, the top firm in the company under another name. They sell the same thing for $30 at Whole Foods, discounted $25. This is $12 for Silver Bullet. Lasts forever, topical, ingested, does amazing things. Get it for $12.98 now at drjonesnaturals.com. And while you're there, up to 40% off on things like green fiber caps, next level foundational energy, all the nano silver toothpaste and turmeric toothpaste and tooth whitening toothpaste and activated charcoal toothpaste with no additives and no garbage and no fluoride. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. If you want to see this fight continue one way or another, it takes funds to win a war. Great. Trump's raised now $600 million is about to be announced, I'm told. That's wonderful. Great. We just need to raise $1 million or whatever. We are in a fight against the new world order, and only you can carry us through. So we sell you great products. You get a great response. You come back and get them. If you've not gone to drjonesnaturals.com, you sat on the fence, do it now. I need your help. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. Take action now. drjonesnaturals.com. Cabachill, Rocket Rest, Top Brain. It's all there and so much more that I haven't even mentioned at drjonesnaturals.com. And InfoWars has got great products as well. InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you. We'll be right back.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil. At InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got some very special connections around the world. I'll just leave it at that. I'm not going to go to our guests right now because some stations aren't carrying it. 300-plus stations join us in 6 minutes. But Bradley Birkenfeld is one of the most famous whistleblowers in history, and he is exposed so much, so he's going to really give us the inside intel, according to sources of mine. They're the very best. They tell me, I need to interview this guy, and I know who he is because he's a famous whistleblower, but my sources tell me that he is absolutely essential to talk to, so that's coming up at T-minus 6 minutes or 5 minutes now. Now, this I was sent by my publisher, Tony Lyons, this morning, and I just got done reading it. The Economist is owned by the Rothschilds. It's the mouth of the establishment. And they had a big article out about how the New York Times bestseller list being politically biased. We didn't hit number two. We hit number one. It's not about me plugging my book, folks. The Great Reset and the War for the World came out 2 years ago. The latest is The Great Awakening, the battle to defeat the globalists and launch the next renaissance. They admitted here that we were number one, that that's why the New York Times is discredited, and that the system has to stop lying, and that's why they're collapsing. So this is literally the brain of the New World Order telling its own people, you've got to stop lying. And they say we need to, you know, they don't endorse me. They just say, suppressing people like Jones that's so important doesn't get rid of Jones. So I don't know what to make of the Economist saying this about me. And they say a bunch of other stuff, but it's weird. I mean, to have like literally as elite an establishment as you're going to get. Because, it's, you know, again, if you have a race car race and somebody wins by a mile or a horse race and they win by 100 yards and you don't give the trophy to the jockey and the horse that won, what is the point of it? So I read this article quickly. It was sent to me this morning. I'm going to read it again. I don't even know what to make of it. You know, our next guest is very sophisticated. I don't want to write myself into this article, maybe Bradley Birkenfeld can explain to me what this means. But I think it comes down to this. They had the big Davos group meeting in Davos. They have all their sub-meetings. It's all about gaining trust. And why do people hate us? Because you lie. And they have a crisis of confidence. And I don't see them putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. And they now know that. They now know it's not working. I mean, I've put out, without even trying today, posts on X that have got like 10 million views. And I can just sit here all day and just shoot videos. Each one will get a million views. I can take 20 videos a day and have 20 million views. How do they counter something like that? Even when I wasn't on X, we were having that. When I've been off for 6 years, 5 years. It's not about me. I'm just a microcosm because I live this constantly. I eat, drink, and sleep this. Like I had a nightmare, not really a nightmare, but it's kind of dreams I have constantly Sunday night because I wasn't supposed to announce the Tucker Carlson tour I'm part of until Monday morning. And in my dream, I'd announced it earlier and I woke up all upset. I went, oh, I didn't announce it early. So, you know, when I say I eat, drink, sleep, this is what I do. And for the general public that's starting to wake up, that's got to horrify the establishment because as the public wakes up, there's so many smart men and women out there of every shape, color, creed. They'll never get away with this. They've only gotten away with this global power grab, vertical integration tyranny because people were asleep. But as people get wise, people are powerful. Doesn't matter how many robots you cut their power off or, you know, whatever. People now realize we got a crazy establishment that's out of control. Thomas Jefferson was asked by a newspaper reporter, what is the level that tyranny will go? How far will it go? And he said, it's the level that good men and women will accept. That's why the quote comes out of the article. He goes, all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is the good men do nothing. But the earlier part of the article, you pull it up, Thomas Jefferson interview on all that evil needs to triumph as good men do nothing. He went on to say, there's always evil groups, and then they'll get replaced by more evil groups and more evil groups, always more extreme. That's why it's up to good people to stand up. And that's why in V for Vendetta, he says, look, we got all these evil politicians to blame and government people and corporations, but you want to know who's really to blame? Look in the mirror. I know why you did it. You were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, famine, disease. All you had to do was give up your liberty, you'd be free.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
We think, just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Settler.
Damn it!
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and subverting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent obedience.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Guest from some of my best sources, Bradley Birkenfield, is our guest. Bradley C. Birkenfield is the most significant financial whistleblower in modern history and the author of Lucifer's Banker, Uncensored, the Untold Story of How I Destroyed Swiss Bank Secrecy. And he's on record, the guy. I mean, I follow this not heavily, but I knew who he was when the sources said we should have him on. As an international private banker, he exposed how UBS and the world's largest bank helped ultra-wealthy Americans commit billions in tax fraud. His bombshell revelations cracked the impregnable fortress of Swiss banks, proving the offshore financial institutions systematically aided clients' tax evasion, corruption, and terrorist activities. His case triggered monumental changes in banking laws, the federal tax code, and international tax treaties. In 2005, despite a thriving career spanning Credit Suisse, Barclays Bank, and UBS, Birkenfeld could no longer keep silent about bank-enabled tax fraud. When UBS rejected his concerns, he turned to U.S. authorities. Though jailed for 30 months, he was soon vindicated with a record-breaking IRS reward, and his work has enabled the U.S. Treasury to recover $25 billion and growing in back taxes, fines, and penalties. The case set off a domino effect of international investigations into offshore banking secret crimes, including the Panama Papers and much more. Now retired, Birkenfeld is a philanthropist who supports whistleblowing efforts worldwide, lucifersbanker.com. Sir, very honored to have you, and I'm going to try, with the time we have, 50 minutes left in this hour, to just let you start wherever you'd like, and then obviously we want to tie it into current events because you know where the bodies are buried, but we salute your work. Thanks for joining us.
Well, Mr. Jones, thank you for having me. It's a great pleasure to be here, and I think the most important thing your audience must understand about what I did in my whistleblowing efforts was this was the largest and longest-running tax scandal in the world affecting tax and securities laws in the United States.
Keep going.
And the problem was the Obama administration interfered on this. And the Obama administration between Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and Eric Holder said there is a mission here to cover up this crime. So the problem that we had here was when I came forward with this information, unprecedented, what had happened was everyone was conflicted in the Obama administration. Obama was taking money from UBS chairman Robert Wolf. Eric Holder was representing UBS in private practice at Covington and Burling. Tim Geithner couldn't pay his own taxes, Turbo Tim. And Hillary Clinton got involved in an international criminal investigation.
And I remember all this. I want the crew to pull up Obama UBS scandal, Clinton UBS scandal. I mean, people forget, but I've been on the air 30 years. This was a huge deal.
Exactly. And the issue came down to, there was a very interesting article by James Grimaldi of the Wall Street Journal on July 30th, 2015, which essentially showed the complicated ties of Clinton. The Clinton administration or Clinton family, crime family, if you will, received all kinds of money from not just UBS. Bill Clinton got his highest paydays for lectures at UBS just months after the settlement that Hillary negotiated. And in essence, Alex, Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration cheated 300 million Americans. It's the biggest crime in history in which direct payments were made to the Clintons to cover this story up and to not find UBS, a foreign bank, and to protect all these rich Americans. This is the crime. And anyone who pays taxes should realize that Obama, Biden, Holder and Hillary are all responsible, and Tim Geithner.
And it has major ramifications today. But I remember you at the time, you blew up the whole thing. Get back to what made you do it, what you were seeing, what happened.
Well, there was a lot of people there. In Switzerland, it's not illegal to hide your money and not pay taxes. The problem is when you leave Switzerland to go and market outside the country. And that's where the problem was. So what we essentially did was do a marketing campaign with our onshore offices in New York, Miami, Chicago, LA, and so forth. So this was something that I said I really didn't feel comfortable expanding this marketing campaign. And I ultimately came to the realization, and I came to my boss and said, I'm not doing this anymore. This is wrong, and you know it's wrong. And they just told me to be quiet and keep my mouth shut and so forth. I'm getting paid a lot of money and all that. And I said, I don't really care. So ultimately, I went to my legal and compliance departments over a three-month period, and they never answered me. Now, as a director of the bank, I manage about $500 million. So why wouldn't you answer a director who was asking you direct questions on internal memos that were being distributed? And that was the problem. So I quit the job. And then I went to the board of directors of UBS and Zurich, and they covered it up with an investigation. So that's when I went to the Department of Justice in Washington, which was the biggest mistake. They're not only incompetent, but they're corrupt. The DOJ tax division in Washington is really, it's reckless. And you can look at the numbers. They allowed UBS to get away with this, but they violated our tax and securities laws for decades. They had over $20 billion just at UBS, but 120 banks were fined by the Department of Justice, but nobody goes to jail. The only one who went to jail was the whistleblower.
I've been telling the crew to pull up articles while you're talking. I'm listening to you. Do you hear me when I'm telling them stuff?
I only hear part of it.
Yeah. We did a test with Tucker Carlson today. He's on Friday in Russell Brand's studio, and I think they changed something. So I'm listening to every word you say. I'm just like, pull up this, pull up that. And I think you're hearing that. I apologize. I keep going.
Not a problem. So the book, what I had to do was write a book after this incredible story, because the story actually made so much more sense for people to understand it. The problem was not one publisher would publish my book in America because it was coming before the Trump-Clinton presidential election. And this was a big, big problem. So I self-published the book and made sure that people saw this book before the election, because it was important for them to understand that.
This is amazing. So again, recap what happens is so historical. I remember following it all. It's amazing to have you on. And then with your great knowledge, looking at what's currently happening, Obama, Biden, Holder, Clinton, the Hunter laptop, how it all ties into this giant intelligence agency, permanent deep state that was clearly using Switzerland as their piggy bank. You helped blow that up. So what are they doing now?
Well, this is the problem. I mean, this is why they hated me, because not only the very rich elite, Kevin Costner, I came in and he had a $25 million account. He was never indicted or investigated because he's a big Democratic supporter. Leonard Lauder of Estee Lauder, once again, he had a large account at UBS in Geneva with my boss. He was never investigated. As well as Jack Manning, a billionaire from Boston Capital, who was the largest contributor to Bill Clinton's campaign. He was never investigated. So why would people come to the DOJ if they're going to cherry pick people to investigate, when in fact you give them the information that is so critical to a criminal investigation? These people are all guilty. They're all them Democratic donors, Kevin Costner, Leonard Lauder, and Jack Manning. And why? The only time in U.S. history a sitting president and vice president had a fundraiser at someone's private residence was Bill Clinton and Al Gore at Jack Manning's home in Boston, Massachusetts. The Secret Service refused to do it, and Bill Clinton overrode it because that was his friend, the number one contributor to Bill Clinton's campaign worldwide, and that's why they made all these little hush-hush deals together. And he had an account with us at UBS. I was his banker.
So I can ask 1,000 questions, but we should follow your lead here. Looking at the, because I was told by high level people that are never giving me wrong info, they said, this guy's the guy to talk to. Obviously, I know who you are, know your history, but I can ask 1,000 questions. How does this interact or interface with what's happening today in the world? What do you see happening just in general with everything?
Well, what people have to understand is what I did as a whistleblower was bring down the largest bank in the world, expose their offshore banking. And I've testified in many, many other countries in Europe to help them with this regard. But now what has happened is I've garnered so much more information in Europe where I live now, and I garnished a lot of information. And one of the things I garnished was a gentleman in America by the name of Garrett Ziegler of Marco Polo. I helped finance his book. I was the one who then took him up to Capitol Hill on 11-11-22 to testify to the House committees privately. Why? What does that have to do with whistleblowing? Because the Biden family is corrupt. Not only corrupt from what you see in the Hunter Biden laptop, which I have a copy here. It's not my laptop. It's Hunter Biden's laptop. And what I saw today with this verdict is really a clown show. This is just a total farce. The way everything is happening now, people don't understand exactly where is this crime family going? Why is this family given an exception to the rules of justice? Hillary Clinton says no one's above the law. Prosecutor Weiss says no one's above the law. Okay. Well, wasn't it Senator Biden that came up with the crime bill? And the crime bill actually talked about a mandatory minimum for crack or cocaine use, which Exhibit A is Hunter Biden. Why isn't he in jail and being charged for crack cocaine and cocaine? The other charges, which you can derive from the Hunter Biden laptop, his own laptop, which he abandoned, and there's actually three laptops. And we can get into some of those later.
Sure. Well, I see them raising the laptop now, Bradley, as a way to pressure Biden out at the convention. They said it was fake, as you know, 3.5 years ago. Now they're admitting it's real. I agree. It's a clown show. It's all being used as leverage on Biden.
Absolutely. And I think, well, it's a dysfunctional first family. I mean, Joe Biden says he's proud of his son. Proud of his son after the verdict? Proud what? That he got convicted? Proud that he was getting the love from his family for this? What about all the prostitutes he paid for? What about all the tax evasion he did? What about the money laundering he did? All these allegations are clear right from his own laptop. And I think when people go and look at MarcoPoloUSA.org, they'll understand that facts don't lie. This is what they've always tried to say. He then comes out with this grandstanding lecture in front of Congress. He's in contempt of Congress, but nothing happens to him. He's not being charged on the more serious crimes. The DOJ and the FBI bury those. So this is a farce. Not only a farce in America, but a farce in the world. Because people look at us.
I totally agree with you. Let me ask you a big picture, 35,000 foot view currently. How would you describe, because I know Republicans aren't perfect either. They got problems, but I've been doing this 30 years. They always seem like the lightweights compared to Democrats, and most of them, I would say, are not overtly corrupt. The Democrats, how would you describe them and where they are now and what their posture is? Because it seems like with Trump and all these conservatives and populists being elected all over the world, that they're on their heels right now. A, do you agree with that? And B, how would you describe them as a group, and what do you think they're going to pull next? Because if I know one thing about this group, they double down. They don't give up.
Well, I think... And I think what's happened here is, you're correct, both sides have their problems, but this is a astronomical problem. This Hunter Biden laptop is his own doing. This was only done by him. So he has to take the credit for this, and he has to pay the price. But unfortunately, the justice system has not done justice here. They've buried it, they've delayed it, they've deflected it, and so on and so forth. So what I think you really must say is, okay, if you go through this Hunter Biden laptop, why was this done in this fashion? The Democrats now have done everything they can to try and deflect this and blame President Trump. President Trump this, President Trump that, an impeachment, and a second impeachment, those failed. Because why? There was no merit to them. Then you talked about January 6th. There's no merit to this. They destroy the evidence. They have all Democrats on the committee.
And now we have Pelosi and her own daughter's video admitting that she cut the security.
Exactly. I mean, how much more evidence do you need to show that this is such a one-sided, slanted attack on the former President Trump? Now, you may not like President Trump. That's your own business. The fact of the matter is he was trying to build the country, and Biden is giving away the country. It's that simple.
And if we're not going to break. I want that clip up front when we post this. That'll be the slogan. Trump's trying to build the country. Biden's trying to destroy the country. What was the exact quote?
Donald Trump is building the country, and Joe Biden is giving away the country.
That's
it. He's done it with the border. He's done it with student loans. He's done it with foreign policy. He's done it with taxpayer money. He's done it with COVID. I mean, the list goes on and on. People are tired. They want to talk about their economies, how they can pay rent and put food on the table and hopefully pay for education and have a decent job. I mean, he keeps rambling about all kinds of things that are irrelevant to the American people as a whole. Sure, there's some things out there he said, but quite frankly, it's an embarrassment. I live in Europe and people come to me and say, what's wrong with your president? I said, look, I didn't vote for him. It's a dysfunctional first family.
Well, by the way, I don't normally disagree with Matt Gaetz, but he said, oh, more of the same. No, Biden is even more out of it in the last few events yesterday. I mean, he doesn't know. These clips go on for like 10 minutes. They're saying, come to the podium, sir. He won't. He literally is a dementia patient.
Well, again, how many press conferences has he had? I don't remember one that was something of substance. That's the first thing. The second thing is, why does he keep wearing sunglasses inside buildings? I mean, this guy, he's delusional. He really is. And, you know, we don't wish that upon him, but he really shouldn't be in this position as a world leader. I mean, it's embarrassing.
He's literally crapping on stage. I have it from the Secret Service 3 years ago. Now it's all in the news. So who's really controlling him?
Well, I think you've got people like this, Jake Sullivan, and some of these other far-left people within the administration. I think Susan Rice certainly was there as well, Obama's little puppet. Obama's certainly putting his fingerprints in this as well. Barack Obama can't let go of the fact that Trump took over after him and did a far better job, period. He just can't accept that fact. And the very fact that we hear all these accolades about, oh, Hunter Biden's now over his drug addiction. He brought it upon himself. Let him face the consequences.
Well, sure, but beyond the gun and the IRS evasion and the money laundering, we know he's like, I work for the head of Chinese intelligence in these tapes on his laptop because the idiot recorded everything. He's literally admitting he's on the Chinese communist payroll. That's treason. That to me is the big one.
Well, this is exactly right. And here's another little side point. I met with Dr. Keith Ablow, his psychiatrist. Hunter Biden lived with his psychiatrist in Newburyport, Massachusetts for 3 months. Now, I've never heard of such a thing where your client lives with your doctor. But number two, the very fact is he had his laptop, he had his notes, and he had his diary. And he wanted me to buy his whistleblowing claim. I said, what do you want to whistleblow on? He says, well, he was my client. So I set up meetings in Washington for him to meet, and he never showed up. So I went up to Senator Grassley's committee, and I had to tell them this information, that I knew there was some very, very serious transgressions committed by Hunter Biden with his exposing it with his psychiatrist, Dr. Keith Ablow. And the very fact that Keith Ablow said he wanted to be a whistleblower and then changed his mind is fine. That's his business. 2 days after I testified at Senator Grassley's office, the DEA in Boston raided Dr. Keith Ablow's home and took everything, including the laptop.
Wow.
What a surprise. 4 years later, we still don't have an indictment, Alex. Why? Where's the DEA in Boston? Give him a call. Say, where's that Dr. Keith Ablow indictment? You went up with 12 agents and machine guns and shotguns. You took everything from his home. Why hasn't he been indicted? Because it's a cover-up. Fact.
So with your understanding of the system, and you're one of the most famous whistleblowers ever, the deep state's corner with 146 days left, what are you gut levels as an American predicting they're going to do? Because we're winning. Trump's way ahead, but they are talking about civil war. They're talking about war with Russia. They're going crazy.
I think it's going to be very difficult in the short time frame that they have here. They might do something at the convention. They might say, geez, he really slipped and fell and he hurt his back and he's got to step out of the presidential election. You know, the dog ate my homework, whatever. The very fact is he should not have been in there in the first place. He is not capable of running the country and the world. That's number one. Number two, people hate Trump. Okay, that's their business. But you know something? Everybody hates a winner. And that's what Donald Trump is, a winner. He did everything he touched was good. The economy was good. Foreign relations was good. He was building the wall. He brought back people.
War, my number one thing, war just went away.
Yeah, it just vanished. And look at what happened in Afghanistan with this bumbling Biden. Leaves guns behind. He tells people you can't have guns in America, but you left hundreds of thousands of them for the terrorists in Afghanistan. That's wonderful. You left our troops there. You left people in many cities and countries around the world were being affected by wars. I mean, no, Joe Biden is out of touch. He's totally out of touch. He's a plagiarist. Nobody talks about the plagiarism. Well, it's been going on in his whole life, so why?
He had to withdraw in 88 and a bunch of other times for openly lying.
Precisely. Well documented. And this is the problem with this man. He's a perpetual liar. But the whole family's dysfunctional. If people go and look at MarcoPoloUSA.org and read this book, I helped finance it. I brought it up to the House. We testified with Garrett Ziegler for several hours on 11-11-22. And there's everything from payments to prostitutes, drugs, tax evasion, money laundering. The list goes on and on. I mean, it would take you a year to read this book. It's his laptop.
Well, I didn't know you published that book. I actually have read that. I got a copy. So it's good to put it actually in a book. So we're going to go to break in a moment. I got so much to ask you. Quick question before we go to break. I want to elaborate. How scared do you think the establishment is right now? Because you look in their eyes. I saw McCabe on TV last week. He looked like a deer in the headlights.
I think these people don't realize that they got blindsided. They pulled every trick out of the book, and it didn't work. Why? Because they were lies. The impeachments, these phony trials with Fannie Willis. This is a joke. Jack Smith, another clown. This judge in New York. I mean, this is such a joke. Any lawyer who's worth their weight in gold would say, this is just unconstitutional. But this sets a bad precedent for lawyers around the country.
You're absolutely right. People can follow you at lucifersbanker.com. I've heard of the book. I need to read it. We talk about your book as well, but this really goes back to how weak these people are. They are criminals. They are gangsters. They are thugs. America's waking up. The world's waking up. We can remove these people and have an amazing era in front of us, a peace and prosperity. If not, nuclear war. Stay with us.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the info war and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We've got the big UBS whistleblower on record that literally brought down the Swiss banking system with the Clintons and the Obamas. And he got totally vindicated and got a huge government award for what he did. First, he tried to persecute him. It's like the IRS came and audited me 2 years ago. They said, oh, we don't normally do this. Here's $4.2 million you overpaid. I mean, so they get orders to put me in prison. And of course, I'm a Boy Scout. It's not true. So if you get sent to prison, folks, it's a setup. But Bradley Birkenfeld is here with us. Big picture here. I go back to this. We know the intelligence agencies aren't intelligence agencies. They're just mafias now to a great extent. And they're cornered in the world's awakening and everybody's turning against them. So go back to the same question because I want you to elaborate. With 146 days left of the election, they're desperate. I agree with you. They don't have time to organize something, but they still are going to try. Knowing these people, how would you describe them? A intelligence agency mafia, a corporate mafia? Why does it seem to be 9 times out of 10 it's Democrats? Why isn't it Republicans? Because I'm not, you know, worshiping Republicans, saying they're perfect, but the Democrats are the oldest party. They're obviously the most corrupt party, and they've got to know the world has realigned against them. I mean, I mentioned it earlier. I've got an Economist article that's about as establishment as it gets, coming out and saying it's wrong to censor Alex Jones when a number one New York Times bestseller. Like, and they went on to say, that's why we're discredited. We've got to stop lying. So I think the establishment has come to Jesus, in at least in some camps, that they're screwed. I mean, is that a fair assessment?
I think you're spot on. Here in Europe, where I live now, the elections just happened in the European Union, and most of the people got kicked out, and the right side of the election process won. That was a message to be sent to these people. The Green Party in Germany, now Macron's asked for snap elections. Why? Because people, as you rightly said before, Alex, are catching on. They're tired of all the lies and all these government promises that go nowhere, and they try to make themselves so holier than whole, and it's not true. And if you start to go back and look at what they did to Donald Trump, this is absolutely criminal. Everything from the impeachment to this 51-person letter that was a total fraud. And Blinken, the Secretary of State, should resign immediately over this. Hopefully he'll be prosecuted when this whole thing comes to an end. And then you go on with these jury trials, which are just bogus. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. So my point to you is that what are they going to pull out of this rabbit's hat now? I don't know. What rabbit they'll pull out? You've got Hollywood, who's trying to raise money. You've got the social media networks of Zuckerberg and these folks trying to undermine it. You've got De Niro babbling nonsense in New York. They just don't know which way to go. But as you rightly said, they won't give up. And the very fact that the CIA was behind this is criminal. Absolutely criminal. I can't even imagine why the CIA, Clapper and Brennan, NSA and all these clowns would actually try to undermine a sitting president. This is treason.
They got some big balls, and that's my point, is I'm seeing with Elon Musk and now all these other groups that were with them, they're like, wait, we're not in a suicide pact. We're the establishment, but the world turns against you. You're destroying prosperity. You're starting World War III. There's a lot of smart people, not just in the general public, but in the establishment, they're not going, this needs to stop right now.
Yes, it's just out of control. And I think we've seen such a laundry list of items here that people say are either – it's false, number one. And again, I still don't know why Christopher Steele hasn't been indicted for interfering in the presidential election, thanks to Hillary Clinton, another fraud.
And again, that's the dossier that's pure crap, all proven pure crap. Hillary paid for it.
Precisely. And nothing happens. And, oh, geez, there's no trial for her. She just pays a fine to the DNC and everyone walks away. Oh, but instead they go after Trump in all these little trials that mean nothing because they're just concocting this. And he's fighting it, and I commend him. I think he should keep fighting because the American people realize he's right. If you don't like him, that's one thing. But you cannot deny his track record. His track record is far better than the two previous presidents, Biden and Obama, two bozos. They shouldn't have been there. What did Obama do in 8 years? What did he do? He was a race baiter. He divided the country. He fixed the UBS trial. The day I got sentenced in Florida, Obama was playing golf with the chairman of UBS in Martha's Vineyard. What's that tell you about our president?
And talk about your process. You go public, get thrown in jail, but then get exonerated and get a record IRS award. Break down the technicals of that.
Well, I fired my first law firm because they were useless. And I hired the man who wrote the whistleblowing law in the Senate Finance Committee, Mr. Dean Zerbe. And he joined with Steve Cohn, two whistleblowing attorneys in Washington who were excellent. And they're the ones who said, this guy gave you the keys to the kingdom. I gave them everything, but instead they attacked me, the DOJ.
Oh, believe me, I'm exposing it. They've had grand juries open for 6 years trying to put me in jail. I get it. You blow the whistle on corruption, they try to put you in jail.
But this is it. And Hillary was the front of it. Why was Hillary put in charge as Secretary of State of an international criminal investigation involving 19,000 clients, $20 billion? Can someone answer that? And she only got 4,700 names out of the 19,000. So that's a 75% failure rate. Kevin Costner, never indicted. Leonard Lauder of Estee Lauder, never indicted. Jack Manning, another billionaire, never indicted. As I said before, the largest contributor to Bill Clinton's campaign.
So being a Democrat and a contributor is like a get-out-of-jail-free card. What do you think's going on with P. Diddy and all that? The word is it's another Epstein operation.
Well, I haven't kept track of that so much, but I understand that this Epstein story where they've been pressed for, they have the videos, they have documents. Why hasn't this come out? And the DOJ continually says, and Garland, another useless person, thank goodness he didn't go on the Supreme Court, and Ray keeps saying we can't talk about ongoing investigations, but you don't want to talk about an investigation you never investigated. And quite frankly, Ray worked for a law firm in Asia that opened the companies, I believe, for Hunter Biden.
Sure. So he, you know, these criminals, I've asked it three times. You give me great answers each time. It's so complex. What should we do to stop them? What do you expect them to do? And then I can ask 100 questions, but we got millions listening right now. What other key areas do you want to hit?
Okay, there's another gentleman by the name of Mark Gitenstein. He was the U.S. ambassador to Romania from 2009 to 2012, an Obama appointee. If you dig deep, Alex, and your audience digs deep on this guy, he's now, the U.S. ambassador to the EU. But he was a big fundraiser for Joe Biden. He comes from his district, and he had him placed there. And I told the House committees, you have to go and look at this guy.
So you're saying that's the bag man.
He's one of them. And he was doing shady real estate deals while he was the U.S. ambassador to Romania. That's a fact. And why is it that Joe Biden went to Cyprus on his first official visit as vice president and then took a private jet to Romania? Why? So the DOJ is not going to investigate this. The FBI is not going to investigate this. CIA will cover it up. But I've been told by people in Romania, and I've been to Romania many times, I met the attaché to the U.S. embassy in which Joe Biden dealt with, but he wouldn't keep his mouth shut, and they got him fired. I've met with him many times. The corruption in Romania is so far, and the Bidens were a part of it, with the U.S. ambassador there, his buddy, Mark Gitenstein.
What are they going to do with Trump? Go ahead.
One other story in Romania. I've met some generals there who were approached by the Clinton campaign to badmouth Donald Trump before the election outside the United States on the internet. They refused. And then suddenly their security contract for 90 million euros was canceled in Tanzania. I saw the contract. These generals were furious. This was the Clinton campaign trying to undermine Donald Trump. And that's a fact. I'll say it under oath. I wish someone in Congress would call me in to testify under oath so I can raise my right hand. I will bring in documents. I'll bring in names, dates, and places. And now we'll get down to brass tacks and have people accountable for all these actions they've done, not just in the U.S., but overseas. And that's where I live.
I have 50 questions, but what else do you want to say?
Well, the very fact is you've got to look at this in the broad picture. My book was so important, as I said earlier, because it outlined.
Yeah, talk about Lucifer's Bankers. I've heard of this. Lucifer's Banker.
It pretty much tells my story going from America to Switzerland and then working there and so forth and telling people a story about something that's never been disclosed before. Swiss bank secrecy, numbered accounts, you have CEOs, politicians, Hollywood actors and actresses and so on and so forth. Tax evasion, money laundering, or just hiding your money from a spouse or what have you, whatever. But the problem is, in many of these other accounts, there's nefarious acts going on. Everything from bribery, extortion, insider trading, CIA secret accounts. And this has happened. And in my book, people have to read about Abdulaziz Abbas. He was one client it was my boss's client, who was making illegal oil sales with Saddam Hussein. He had $420 million in six numbered accounts. And when I went to Paris to testify in the French trial, because the DOJ wouldn't let me go, the CIA was following me around in Paris because the magistrate in Paris told my attorney, he says, your client's being followed by the CIA. French intelligence told him that. So really, You're going to spy on an American who's helping a foreign ally in a criminal case that I started. How convenient. The whole thing's dysfunctional.
It is dysfunctional. So knowing these corner rats with Trump, what would you advise Trump to do? What would you say to President Trump?
First thing is, what he should do is fire the head of all the departments that are there and move these offices to outside of Washington, D.C., which is not my idea. Obviously, other people have proposed this, and it's a good idea. Move the Department of Agriculture to Iowa. Move the FBI down to North Carolina.
That's right, because there's not all the lobbyists and all the spies and intrigue. Break it up.
Break it up. You know something? You've had the gravy train for too long, and people in America are fed up. You can't fire these people, and so on and so forth. Look, I have black friends, but I was in Washington a couple weeks ago, and I saw this Black Lives Matter plots where it's an embarrassment. I'm sorry. And we all know that this BLM.
Well, it's funded by Soros. How does Soros get into all this?
Well, Soros is actually tried in an abstention in France. The French want to try it, but he won't show up. But Soros is just, he wants to get his hands in all these liberal left-wing ideas, and that's fine. That's his business.
But he's really just a deep state front, isn't he?
Well, this is it. You know, he's a deep pocket. And the other problem is you have a lot of the people where Zuckerberg has been sucked into this, and the former head of Twitter, I forget his name now, Daly, I think it's Daly, whatever his
Darcy.
Name. Darcy, yeah. But these people, that's their agenda, but they're undermining the fabric of the United States. America is made up of non-Americans. We get that. But that doesn't
mean it's Dorsey. It's Jack Dorsey. I said Darcy. Sorry.
Jack Dorsey. But this is what happens. But you can only throw so much money at a problem, and they got a big problem then. And this Hunter Biden laptop, it's Hunter's laptop. No one else's. You abandoned it. The facts in there, the connections, the appointments by his father.
No, you're right. It's all there. It brings down Biden and the whole Clinton crime network. Who's more powerful over Biden? Is it Obama or Hillary? I know they share power. It seems to me Obama.
Well, I think it's Obama because Rice was in the Biden White House. Remember, she left about 9 months ago, quietly. Nobody really talked about that. But why was she there in the first place? Because that was the eyes and ears for Obama. I mean, this guy is such a fraud. He makes it look like he's done so many great things. He was a race baiter. He had more deaths of blacks in Chicago, his own city. Well, great track record. I mean,
remember, black folks came out and said he got elected. They got nothing. As Trump said truthfully 2 days ago, he says, I've done more for black people than anybody else. He's done more for everybody. Trump's like, I want to help everybody.
Well, this is exactly right, Alex. Now, when you think about this Hunter Biden so-called trial, remember how they tried to shove it down the judge's throat and get a plea deal? And the judge said, no, I'm not buying this. People have to remember that. That was very important. Why? Because it showed that they were trying to slip it by, and the judge wasn't having it. So now we have this trial. Now we have a conviction. Fine. But what you don't have is a conviction on the litany of other crimes he's committed. And more importantly, if you, and this is the way it should be phrased, and I say it very candidly, if you're of Asian, black, or Hispanic extraction, and you have a loved one in prison because of drugs or guns, remember that on election day, because the Bidens think they're above that.
You're absolutely right. So knowing these people, I asked the question, you kind of answered it, but you didn't. Who's they? You've got BlackRock, and you've got the big banks, you've got all this corruption, but it's like a swarm. Like you said, it's dysfunctional. They're all double dealing, backstabbing. It's just a big mess.
There's just so many ways to point at it, Alex. I mean, you've got the media, that's one. You've got social media, number two. You've got Hollywood, number three. You've got the political hacks that have been appointed. I mean, look at the people in this administration, the Biden administration. I mean, Blinken alone, Garland, Ray. Really? This doesn't instill confidence. And you know, I voted Democrat and Republican. I've done both. But the fact of the matter is this is just an absolute disaster. And it's an embarrassment. I live overseas, and I still take interest in what goes on in America, where I grew up. But the problem is, people come to me and say, what's wrong with your country? I said, you got to get Donald Trump back in there because he'll fix it.
Well, yeah, what were they thinking? Because Biden already had two brain surgeries, was already cognitively declining 5 years ago when they ran him. Now, 4 or 5 years later, he does not know what planet he's on. Within a month, he won't be able to walk. What are they going to do?
Well, again, when's the last time you saw a press conference that Donald Trump did as president? that Biden has done. Never. I've never seen one. Not one. That's the first thing. The second thing is, yeah, he's bumbling around. They have to hold his hand. His wife has to dress him, it seems like. I mean, he can't even function. This is the leader of the free world. You know, we don't wish it upon him, but unfortunately, that's what we're dealt with. And this guy's got to just step aside. But unfortunately, he just still thinks he's very powerful and strong and fit. Far from it.
By the way, I know the sources. They've told him step down. He refuses. So their own puppet is out of control.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, you asked me that question. I'm at a loss because I know there's money behind him, but people are starting to say, we can't elect him. And here's the other problem. Even if you try to elect him, you've got Kamala Harris in there. I mean, she's a worse disaster than him. So it shows to his dysfunctional nature that he would appoint her to be vice president. She's not capable to be vice president. She wasn't capable to be Attorney General of California. So these decisions that he's making is a clear indication that people are lying to the American people from the Democratic Party. They're lying.
By the way, put that video back on of him yesterday. You, there's one of the main operatives right by Kamala Harris. I mean, these people, these lawyers and bureaucrats think they can have these committees and do these corrupt things and no one will get blamed, but they're going to get blamed for the wrecking country. So they all want to hide behind a puppet Biden. It's not going to work.
Well, I don't think it's going to work because people see right through it. And the people around Biden are really controlling the show, as I said, because you've got Jake Sullivan making these crazy comments about the wars over in Ukraine and Israel. I mean, the very fact that this nonsense with Harvard and Penn State and MIT, I mean, they were actually condoning this violence against the Jewish people. I mean, who believes in such nonsense? But yet they got called out on it. And see, that's exactly to your point.
In fact, guys, I forgot to tell the crew, did you see the footage 2 days ago? Because, I mean, I care about Palestinians and the Jews, but they then hid the hostages in the refugee camp and then blamed Israel when some got killed, totally cowardly. And then now they're throwing water bottles, hitting a park ranger in the head, and the left is defending that they're attacking a park ranger. These people are crazy.
Well, this is the problem. You know, remember the whole defund the police nonsense. And I think the police across the United States, state, local, federal, some of them are very, very good. Some of them have to be eradicated. Comey, FBI, remember Peter Strzok and McCabe. I mean, these people shouldn't even be in charge of a dog city. These people are bureaucrats who are destroying the system. They have their own agenda and they think they can get away with it. And they were called out on it. And there's many, many others. I mean, Clapper and Brennan. CIA, NSA. I mean, what's with these people? Do you think they run the country? And I think JFK was right. We have to disassemble the CIA. They're rogue. They think they can do whatever they want.
Well, we know in third world countries, it's always the intelligence agencies and the federal police that take over. They're not bad if they're constitutionally controlled, but as soon as they're out of control, they take over. It's just a matter of fact. Well, people should get your book. I'm going to read it, lucifersbanker.com. Bradley Bergenfeld, thank you so much. 60-second closing comment. But look at this. The left, when I posted this, defended attacking a park ranger. What does he have to do with Gaza? Hitting him in the head with bottles.
I mean, this idea of violence that it's okay for them to do, but when they say someone else does it, it's not okay. I mean, the burning of Oregon and Washington State, remember all those fires and so forth?
Antifa.
Antifa and the statues. And then Trump came in and said, 10 years in jail if you pull down a federal statue. It ended immediately. Donald Trump was right. It worked. And as he did with the wall, he did with the economy. We had no wars. He was good in foreign relations. He's tough. And that's what we need. We have to run America like a business, as Donald Trump has done. And he was successful. So why wouldn't you go with a success rather than a failure like Joe Biden?
Bradley Bergenfeld, thank you so much. Lucifersbanker.com. I want to talk to you again. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you, Alex.
Powerful interview. Who's the next guest host coming up? I think it's Maria Z. We got Tucker Carlson on air Friday. We got Russell Brand in studio Friday. This is going to be a big Friday show, but we've got Wednesday and Thursday coming up, and it's surreal to sit here and know that if the judge rules to shut us down Friday, we're shut down. But How cool is that? We go out with Tucker Carlson and Russell Brand on Friday. Cannot wait for those interviews. Separately from InfoWars, whatever happens here. And I've got the receipts. When this all goes down, I'm going to expose everybody involved so they can play their hand. Don't worry. You're going to get exposed. But my dad has a great company. He helped me so much in the last 12 years with the supplements, the rest of it. He knew this was going on years ago. He went and set up his own company, drjonesnaturals.com. And right now, it's his new sale, which is crazy, $12 and change for 30 parts per million colloidal silver, the same brand they sell at Whole Foods and everywhere else. This is the top brand in the country, private label under our name, Silver Bullet. Retail $30 in stores, discounted $25, $20. It is $12 and change at drjonesnaturals.com. It's topical for wounds, great for your face, great to ingest. It's amazing. It's the safe level is 30 parts per million. It is available exclusively, 57% off at drjonesnaturals.com. You need it. It's a staple. It's a great deal, and it supports the broadcast. Make the decision now to go to drjonesnaturals.com and get that today. We have next level foundational energy that isn't a stimulant. It is the breakdown of folic acid into methylfolate with a key complex of vitamins that supercharge it, that supercharge your cells so there's no letdown. The energy is incredible. If you're into energy, like all of us should be, this is amazing. Next level foundational energy, Cabachill, Top Brain, Rocket Rest, the incredible sleep aid, Rocket Rest, all the nano silver products, the immune gargle, the wound gel, the super blue, nano silver toothpaste with the iodine and everything else. It's there. InfoWarsStore.com has great products as well. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But the place to go is drjonesnaturals.com. Ready to ship. They can shut down InfoWars Friday or next week, but drjonesnaturals.com is still standing. Go to drjonesnaturals.com and check out all the amazing products that are there, like 57% off on Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million, highest quality at drjonesnaturals.com. Now, I'm in a paradox here because I love InfoWars and the enemy might still settle. It might be a big bluff and who knows what's going to happen, but I know this. We ship within one day of your orders coming in. So the judge could order a shutdown on Friday. I think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. But regardless, if you order the next few days, you will get it shipped to you. We ship next day, sometimes the same day. So you want a book, a film, a t-shirt. They're all available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, but this could be your last chance to get X3, your last chance to get Ultimate Fish Oil Highest Grade, your last chance to get Bodies, DNA Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra. It's all there with the summer kickoff super sale, 40% off on Survival Shield X3, Ultra 12, highest quality B12 taken out of the tongue, Vaso Beats similar to Nitric Boost. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But what I know is separate from this is DrJonesNaturals.com. Get Silver Bullet, 57% off, huge sale at DrJonesNaturals.com. Get all the other great products like Next Level Foundational Energy now at DrJonesNaturals.com.
Cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Let me take some Brain Force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You get your money for nothing, and your chicks for free. Yeah, they ain't working. Woo! Little faggot with the earring and the makeup. Yeah, that's his own hair. That little faggot's got his own jet airplane. A little faggot, he's a millionaire. Play some of the song.
Huh. Look at them yo-yos, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you. His own hair. The little faggot got his own jet airplane. The little faggot, he's a millionaire. We got the install microwave oven, custom kitchen delivery.
All right, let's get back to the news here. So we got some clips of Joe Biden. I love Biden. Biden helped us. Illegal alien praises Joe Biden for facilitating open border. And Biden's literally saying, oh, I want to control the border. Trump got rid of the border and all this crap. He said, immediately surge the border if I win. I'm not going to play the clip. You've seen it probably 500 times here. But here is Biden, you know, literally pushing all of this crap. Here's Mayorkas first, though. We've built safe mobility offices in Colombia, Ecuador, and Guatemala, Costa Rica, to reach people where they are so they don't have to take the perilous journey. So they told them to come to the Darien Gap, but now that's exposed, and now that Guatemala is shutting it down, well, we'll just bring you right in. Here it is.
We have increased the number of refugees that we will accept from the Western Hemisphere. We have built safe mobility offices in Colombia, Ecuador, Guatemala, Costa Rica, to reach people where they are so they don't have to take the perilous journey.
So here is Biden saying he wants to control the border, but also saying surge the border.
We're just outside of the San Diego metropolitan, and all weekend long, our crews have seen a consistent flow of illegal immigration here into this area. And just a few days ago, President Biden addressed the nation, promising that he would end the flow of illegal migration into the country, and those who try will be punished. However, a new memo obtained by Fox News indicates that the order being given to Border Patrol agents here on the ground is contradictory to what President Biden promised the nation. The memo instructs agents to continue mass releasing single adult migrants into the United States from all but six countries in the Eastern Hemisphere. Those countries are Russia, Georgia, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Moldova, and Kyrgyzstan, meaning all the migrants we are seeing in real time coming from China, Egypt, countries in Africa, they are being released. The internal memo reads in part, Border Patrol agents are ordered to refer to ICE single adults from hard or very hard to remove countries. Those are the six. All other migrants are processed and released with a notice to appear on their own recognizance. And we've been talking to migrants from all over the world arriving here into the San Diego sector. I talked to one man from Turkey. Here's what he had to say. What do you think of President Biden?
Biden, I love Biden.
Why do you love Biden?
Because Biden...
Biden touched my pee-pee. You know.
Why do you love him?
Biden helped us.
In fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
But meanwhile, I got a clip of him saying, none of this is happening. It's all Trump's fault. I mean, this guy is a flying monkey. I'm going to introduce Maria Z coming up because, look, there are already Russian submarines all around us, Gulf of Mexico, Atlantic Pacific. But now they're right off Florida with missile cruisers. One missile cruiser has like probably 100 nukes on it. That's what we think.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
On corruption, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Maria Z is about to take over with a massive guest. Catherine Austin Fitz is next level, exposing the ESG, the carbon tax, the New World Order, former deputy head of a major agency under the Clintons. I'm going to punch out of here. I was going to cover the Russian warships and nuclear submarines and all that, but we're still here tomorrow, which I'm sure we will be, hopefully. We'll be covering all that. Tucker Carlson and Russell Brand on Friday. Russell Brand in studio. So we got a big show tomorrow as well. I want to hand the baton to Maria Z from Australia and Catherine Austin Fitz. I want to beg her in the twilight of InfoWars with her great gravitas to come on sometime next week with her. We really appreciate her, but this is amazing. I just learned right now. I was about to talk for 5 minutes and hand the baton to Maria Z when I learned she's amazing and she knows I sometimes take some of her time. But she has Catherine Austin Fitz. This is massive. Been interviewing this lady for 15 years. I'm going to be listening to this while I eat my lunch. This is so important. Maria Z takes over right now. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. No matter what happens to InfoWars, follow me for now. Who knows what will happen at Real Alex Jones. That is critical. And support our sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. That is so critical, DrJonesNaturals.com. But now, Maria Z with Catherine Austin Fitz takes over. Maria Z.
Thank you so much, Alex. Every single day that InfoWars is able to continue broadcasting is a blessing to humanity and absolutely much needed. It's because of InfoWars that we can have enormous discussions like we're about to have today with Catherine Austin Fitz, who I've been itching to speak to again ever since Australia passed digital ID legislation. She is an investment banker and she worked under the Bush administration. She's currently reporting from Europe, joining us live. Catherine Austin Fitz, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, Marie, it's great to be on with you again.
It's great to see you. Well, we have so much to discuss today. We have huge advances in the digital ID realm. As I emailed you, I said, I need to get you on ASAP. Australia just passed digital ID. The world needs to know what this means, not just for Australia, but for every single country. Advances in central bank digital currency. We have some interesting things happening with the elections in Europe. So I'd really love, first and foremost, to get your insight into the advances on digital digital ID, specifically after Australia just passed this? How many countries are getting ready to implement this tyranny, Catherine?
So there is a process going on through the BIS, and it's called through Innovation Hubs, and you have 114 countries prototyping, testing, trying in various stages, most of them very early stages, Maria. The Commonwealth countries are pushing very aggressively and very hard, and if you look at the polls, the population has absolutely no interest. So you would say there's a real marketing problem here. We had the G20 meeting in New Delhi in September, and all of the G20 nations working through the Indian finance minister pledged allegiance to the Bank of International Settlement construct of digital IDs and central bank digital currencies. And so, you know, this seems to be a remarkable global top-down push, because you see China doing it, you see Russia doing it, you see India doing it, you see the G7 nations pushing very hard. One of the key partners to the Bank of International Settlements is the Fed and the New York Fed. And they have an innovation partnership as part of the implementation system. But the chairman of the Federal Reserve has stated repeatedly that he needs legislation to implement these. And that's going to be quite a food fight. And it wouldn't surprise me to see if that's one of the big agendas. We see the presidential contenders in a lot of different ways supporting. We have Trump aggressively promoting digital IDs and biometrics. So, you know, the push is on for complete digital control. And, of course, the pushback is remarkable. I just came back from the United States, where I was doing meet and greet with Solari subscribers all over the United States. And the cash use on the ground, from everything I can tell, is growing. So people are beginning to understand that 100% digital system is dangerous. They want to preserve cash. I would say the Commonwealth countries and Australia are much more aggressive and forcing the population much more. In the United States, not only does PAL have to get the new legislation, but you have states that are now pushing back, passing laws against CBDC. And I want to stress that they can do complete digital control without CBDCs. You can do it with fast payment systems, which the World Bank is leading the global adoption of. And literally, you can engineer this through the banking system and credit cards. So what we're against, what we try and communicate at Solari, is war for financial freedom and against digital transaction control of any kind. It's not just CBDC.
Well, that's such an important point, Catherine, because everyone's focusing on CBDC, but they don't need CBDC to be able to control. In fact, Mayor Adams in New York was bragging about how he's, you know, working with American Express to make sure that they can reduce the amount of meat that Americans are eating. So it doesn't just need to be a central bank digital currency. And it's great to see that states are implementing legislation to push back against it, but we need that to really be expanded. I also note that Children's Health Defense had a win recently in Los Angeles, where they were privy to some plans that were happening ahead of Olympics, and got all this information about the AI surveillance state that was being built. And the judge actually ruled that digital ID is not to be used to allow people to move freely about the state. So we do have some awareness and wins in this area, but I don't think it's happening fast enough, Catherine.
So let me make a suggestion. If you go to Solari, on the right-hand side, there's a picture of the Bank of International Settlements, and it says video CBDC video shorts. And if you click on that, you'll go to a collection of 100 or more shorts, many of them 1 minute or less. And the top four, Maria, whenever I meet with a legislator, so I've been meeting for the last year with state legislators in the United States, and I'll meet with a wonderful state legislator who really doesn't understand that there's a danger. And I will show them the top four videos. The three of them are 1 minute long and the other is 2.5 minute long. And after they watch 5.5 minutes of those four videos, they are gobsmacked. They're like, oh my God, because it's the central bankers telling you what they're going to do. And when you see the central bankers telling you what they're going to do, you realize this is serious. So One thing everybody listening can do is go watch those videos, but then spread them everywhere. Spread them on social media. The first one is Augustine Carson's from the Bank of International Settlements telling you why I love CBDC, because one, it's his money, and two, he can control what you do, and he can set the rules and enforce them centrally. One of the big problems those 114 countries have is, you know, how ultimately, as this thing centralizes, they're going to end up giving up control to Switzerland. It's quite remarkable. How does, you know, because it is the end of sovereignty, both individual and national sovereignty. And that's why the more you can get investors or local government officials or legislators to understand the danger and realize, oh, you know, if you look at the G7 countries, Maria, we've had a balance of power between the bankers running monetary policy and the legislators running fiscal policy. So there's this balance of power, but with a digital ID and CBDCs or a credit card system that uses these kinds of codings, essentially you have the bankers taking over the fiscal side of the house and replacing the executive branch and replacing the legislature. You know, the bankers can make up the rules and enforce them and literally get rid of the legislature and the executive branch. So this is a coup. This is a fundamental change in the governance system using the digital transaction system as control. And understand what this means. So you think back to the pandemic. If they wanted to lock you down and they had this kind of, you know, financial control, then your money won't work when you leave your house. You know, if your car is electric, your car won't work. You can't buy, you know, you can't buy fuel. You can't recharge your car or buy gas. So, and if you don't take your mandated vaccines, they can turn off your money. So we're talking about enforcement of a wide variety of food and healthcare. We just did a wonderful wrap up called Pharma Food about synthetic grown meat and, you know, sort of insect based flour and all these hideous new, you know, it's food produced by the pharmaceutical and biotech industry. And it was one of the hardest things when I first read the first draft. It was one of the hardest things I ever had to read. And I thought, how are they going to market this? And I realized, oh, with CBDC, basically that's what you get. Your money will only work to buy pharma food. And, you know, correct, if you try and buy food from a local farmer, they turn off your money. So we're talking about complete central control. And what's important to understand is you're talking about doing it in a way that is so invasive that it's also part of, you know, a governance coup d'etat, but literally a surveillance and tracking and influence system that gives them permission essentially to mind control you. So this is a very ugly thing.
You said the Commonwealth countries are pushing much more aggressively. Let me let people know what's already happening in Australia. We have one of the major banks, or at least a subsidiary of one of the big four, we call them in Australia, that is shutting down all its branches and going completely digital by the end of the year. Another major bank has announced the same. We have major banks refusing cash transactions over the counter that are over $1,000, sometimes just refusing them altogether. That's ANZ that's doing that. Someone that I know had their account suspended because they didn't go in to re-verify themselves. This is actually, when they went in, the teller said, this is to do with your digital ID, long before the digital ID legislation was passed. And the Commonwealth Bank is showing people on their statements, helping them track their carbon scores with every transaction. So these things are already happening in Australia, nearing closer and closer to this type of control that you're talking about.
So there are a couple of reasons why it's happening in Australia. One is Australia long ago very much consolidated the banking system in Australia and New Zealand. And it's certainly very consolidated in Canada. But the other thing is they got gun control. And if you look, you currently have over 4,000 banks in the United States, and there's a real effort to try and consolidate them. But it wouldn't surprise me before they go for authorizing legislation on CBDC if they don't start running more banks. We saw runs last year. You know, to me, it looked like a prototype and some other things going on. Yes. It was complicated. But because of the consolidation and the gun control in Australia, they can move very aggressively and very quickly. And they've done that in a variety of ways, including on crypto. So they've got real control over the private currencies, and they've got real control that makes it very difficult for people to find alternatives.
Just think about with digital ID, I'm relating this to what's going on with InfoWars at the moment, Catherine, with the government, you know, attempting to shut it down. Every day is a blessing that it's still on air. And if there was a digital ID, you wouldn't even need the lawfare that happens right now against dissidents. You wouldn't need the effort that they're going to, even the media effort that they're going to try and discredit someone like Alex, for example, because all that would happen is if Alex doesn't have a digital ID, or if I, Maria, don't have a digital ID, I can't access the internet. I can't broadcast. And you having a digital ID won't be able to receive this content. All you'll get is government rubbish propaganda, because that's all that a digital ID linked with your internet connection will enable you to view.
Right. It's absolute control. And part of what you're seeing worldwide, and you're seeing it very seriously in the United States, is the effort to shut down independent income. That's what we saw in the pandemic. You know, you shut down Main Street and you consolidate the market share into publicly traded companies. And the more you can, and that's part of bringing the small farms and small ranchers, you know, sort of shutting them down. And that's part of what we're watching with bird flu, is the desire, you know, because to control financial transactions, you've got to control the food system. And so there's a very powerful relationship between food freedom and financial freedom. And that pushes on to limit the ways of transacting. So if you look at the current problems that InfoWars is having, we've seen websites, and we've experienced this as well, where the payments processors and the payment gateways constantly suppress, hiccup you, throw you off, you have to go get another one. And they're, you know, they're constant higher expenses in trying to transact successfully if you're in the independent media. So this is longstanding, but it's always been sort of sneaky and subtle. They're bringing it to a head.
You're so glad that you brought up the attacks on the small farms, because this is a sort of multi-pronged thing that's going on right now. When the people are weak and unable to sustain themselves with quality food, and you spoke about the food that they want us to eat, I don't know, meat grown from cancer cells, for goodness sake, and cricket flour.
It's much worse than that. You ought to read Pharma. I'll say, if you send me a mailing address, I'll send you Pharma food. It's fantastic. But it's so, if you're on a diet and you need sort of inspiration, read Pharma food. You won't eat for a week. I mean, it's just, it's so frightening how they're going to make this lab grown meat. And we see manufacturing plants popping up here in the Netherlands and all around the world to do this. I mean, they're very serious. And the thing about it, Maria, is it's totally uneconomic. You're talking about spending, you know, five times what it costs to make a hamburger the regular way by doing it this way. So but it's controlled by publicly traded corporations. And of course, it generates more money for their stock.
And this is absolutely the case right now with the attack on farmers. I just got word of a small farm in Australia notifying their customers that even though there is no avian flu on their farm, and no one knows that they have avian flu on their farm because they're using PCR to determine that, a test that doesn't work is going to produce false positives. Nonetheless, they don't have avian flu on their farm, but the Victorian government in Australia is banning them from selling eggs, even though there is not a trace of illness in their animals. And so they're a very small farm.
Right. But understand what's happening. Let's say we have a community of 5,000 people, okay, in Australia, in New Zealand, in the United States, in Canada, and anywhere in the English speaking world, we have a community of 5,000. And in that community, we have people who understand health. We have people who are expert at food. We have people who understand finance and money. And so, and we have energy, but we have all the intellectual capacity we need to basically grow our own food, make our own energy, and trade among ourselves. We don't need central bank currency. We don't need dollars. We don't need Australian dollars. We don't need Kiwi dollars. We don't need US dollars. We can simply transact among ourselves. you know, if we have mesh networks, we can do it digitally, but we can also do it analog. So in the Great Depression in the United States, there were 3,100 counties and there were 3,100 community currencies, right? And that can work as long as we have food and water. If we have food and can scrounge up our own energy, we don't need their currency and we don't need them, right? And this is why shutting down independent income and shutting down the food system is so important.
Yes, you're right. Right. I mean, even in Scotland, they've taken measures now. If you have one chicken, you have to register it with the government or you face a fine up to $5,000 or 6 months in prison.
Right. So what this comes down to, because if you look at the presentation, one of the presentations on the CBDC is Neil Kashkari, who's president of one of the 12 Federal Reserve Banks in the United States. And he's saying, he was saying, I can't fathom why Americans would ever let this happen. He said, there's no proof that it does anything for, to ease international or domestic transactions. And then he says what it's good for is taking taxation without representation. If you want to take taxes directly out of somebody's account, you just take it. You know, so this is coming down to taxation without representation. What we are all facing, we have a wonderful wrap-up called taxation that focuses mostly on the U.S. tax system, but it can be applied to any sort of country in the English-speaking world. We're paying taxes to a government, and they are using that money in ways which are criminal, that are outside the law. And, you know, I can't speak as to Australian law, but when you pretend there's a bird flu when there's not, and you pretend that, you know, it's impacting a farmer, it could, and so it can't sell chickens, that's just a ruse. You know, there's a wonderful article by James Kunstler, I don't know if you ever read him, when he said, this is about 2 months ago, he said, what all political divides in America have come down to is to two divides between the sane and the insane. And the sane have had it with the insane. You know, and essentially we're talking about psychopaths who are using, you know, these various ruses to destroy independent income and get control of the food supply and put us into basically financial transaction lockdown. And the reality is what we have to understand is it's a ruse. They're lying, and it's a ruse to get complete control, and it's a coup d'etat. So the question is, are we going to continue to pay our taxes? Are we going to continue to finance the companies doing it? Are we going to continue to be, you know, treat the people who are doing this as socially acceptable? One of the worst things that happened in Australia over the, I think it was the last week, was two of your worst criminals just got the King's Honor Award, right?
Yes. Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, you're referring to Daniel Andrews and the other, his name's escaped my mind right now. Daniel Andrews is, of course, he was named Dictator Dan. He was a horrific, horrific leader during COVID, if you will, led the worst lockdowns in the Western world. In Victoria, which, by the way, the UN called the Melbourne Experiment. Monash University bragged about the Melbourne Experiment, where they said the people of Melbourne were used as a living lab experiment, which is going to continue past COVID for the whole world to keep them locked down indefinitely for climate lockdowns. Catherine, first time I guest hosted the Alex Jones Show, I exposed that, and all of a sudden Monash University pulled that down off their website. They weren't so proud of their Melbourne experiment anymore. Funny that.
Right.
But this is a United Nations. Well, you can find it on the United Nations website. It's still up.
But let's look at this simply and clearly. The COVID operation was a mass atrocity. You had an operation which intentionally killed and disabled and maimed people. It intentionally poisoned people. It intentionally bankrupted people. It was a government declaring war on its people in a way that killed, diseased, and bankrupted people. Okay, so I'm going to call that a mass atrocity. The fact that they got honors is telling you what the real goal of the operation was.
Absolutely.
That's what we have to face. Right. That, you know, it's so simple if you will just face it. And where I find, we just had a poll, Rasmussen just did a poll in the United States, nearly one out of five Americans know somebody was killed by the COVID injection. So that's what we have to face. We are paying taxes to a government, And in our retirement accounts and pension funds, we're buying bonds. And that money goes to the U.S. Treasury or to the Australian Treasury. And the government is using that money to depopulate us. That is a fact. Our children are being poisoned.
That's such an important point.
Right. They're being poisoned by the spraying. They're being poisoned by the debasement in the food. Although the last time I was in Australia, the food was much better than in the United States. But it's quite good.
Catherine, we've got to go to break. We'll be back on the other side. I think we're going to play one of those clips that you were talking about so that
wonderful.
People can see it. Yeah. So stay with us. We are going to be back with Catherine Austin Fitz in just a moment.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, here with Catherine Austin Fitz, breaking down exactly how far this control system that they want to build in the digital world is. We're talking about the end of financial freedom, the end of transactional freedom, the end of what you eat. Choices for what you eat, the end of choices for where you travel, the end of even freedom of information on the internet. I'm not even talking about freedom of speech on the internet. I'm talking about even the freedom to access information. If they If they successfully implement digital ID across nations and successfully get control of the internet, not only will they no longer need to do lawfare against Alex and InfoWars and other platforms like it, you just won't be able to look at it anymore. You will have complete control over what you can see, like a babysitter. Daddy government telling you what you can and cannot listen to. Now imagine another COVID scenario, which by the way was a baby test run compared to what they actually want to do. Imagine that with no access to real information. That is what they're trying to achieve. So that in the emergency platform that the UN wants to implement, which is a perpetual crisis cycle where we are forever in a crisis, you will always be subjected to their propaganda, their nonsense, their modeling, their lies, and imagine a world without any truth whatsoever to slice through those lies. It would be absolute hell. That's why supporting InfoWars at the moment is paramount. Paramount to our very existence. Catherine Austin Fitz is here with me today. We've got a couple of videos that we want to play. Catherine, you wanted to talk about those before we play them?
Yes, so there are two videos I would love for you to play. I think you're going to play. The first one is Augustine Karstens. He is the general manager of the Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. And the BIS is running the global process of getting all 114 countries on a central bank digital currency. And so BIS is the central bank of central banks. It's got 63 of the top central banks as members. So the New York Fed and the Fed are major shareholders. Now, Augustine Karstens was doing a panel in 2020 online with Jay Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve, and I was watching it, Maria, and you have to understand, I was raised and trained to be a central banker. So I'm used to listening to central bankers talk, and I know their, you know, central bank talk, and this was the first time in my life I ever saw a central banker tell people the truth. I almost fell off of my chair, and my co-host on Money and Markets, John Titus, was watching it. He was in the heartland. I was in the Netherlands, and I chatted to him. I said, did they just really say that? Did he say that? He said, don't worry, I got the clip. And so, you know, the rest is history. But here is Augustine Karstens doing a remarkable thing, telling you the truth of why he wants total, complete control and the end of human liberty. So the first one, it's just 1 minute. Let's see if we can play it.
Aren't our analysis on CBDC, in particular for the use of general to the general use, we tend to establish the equivalence with cash. And there is a huge difference there. For example, in cash, we don't know, for example, who is using a $100 bill today. We don't know who is using a 1,000 peso bill today. A key difference with the CBDC is that central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability. And also we will have the technology to enforce that. Those two issues are extremely important, and that makes a huge difference with respect to what cash is.
I keep asking anybody.
So let me first tell you what he just said, and then we'll watch the next one. What he just said is, it's not your money, it's our money. And we set the rules for how you can use your money, and we can enforce that centrally. And enforcement means including they can turn off your money. Okay. And so the next one, so the Federal Reserve has 12 banks, and they run the train tracks of financial transactions in the United States, Maria. And so they're presidents of the 12 Fed banks, and they're private. They're owned by their members. Neil Kashkari was a Treasury official during the bailouts, and then he became the head of the Minneapolis Fed, which is one of the 12. So this is a central bank president telling you that this is dangerous. You should never do it. So this is Neil Kashkari, 2023 at Columbia University, telling you why you shouldn't do CBDC.
I keep asking anybody, anybody at the Fed or outside of the Fed to explain to me what problem this is solving. I can send anybody in this room $5 with Venmo right now. Right? No, seriously. So what is it that a CBDC could do that Venmo can't do? And all I get is a bunch of hand waving. I get a bunch, well, maybe it's better for financial inclusion. Maybe it's better for cross-border remittances. Maybe. Is there any evidence that it is? And, you know, they say, well, what about China? China's doing it. Well, I can see why China would do it. If they want to monitor every one of your transactions, you could do that with a central bank digital currency. You can't do that with Venmo. If you want to impose negative interest rates, you could do that with a central bank digital currency. You can't do that with Venmo. And if you want to directly tax customer accounts, you could do that with a central bank digital currency. You can't do that with Venmo. So I get why China would be interested. Why would the American people be for that?
Yeah, he's absolutely right. And Catherine, directly taxing people think, okay, well, you know, if I lodge my tax return and I have a tax bill, I suppose I don't mind so much if the government takes that. No, no, we're talking about carbon taxes. We're talking about, you know, breathing taxes. We're talking about taxes for drinking water. I mean, the list of taxes is endless.
I think it's much worse than that. When the World Economic Forum says it's 2030 and you have no assets, we're talking about a system that permits them to take everything.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And they're serious.
So they are serious. And I've read their sort of smart city plans and their bio digital convergence documents, Catherine, where they say, okay, well, you won't own anything. You'll be renting absolutely everything. A drone will come and deliver you lab grown meat because you won't be allowed to have your own food supply.
Only Maria, if you're good.
Yes.
Only if you follow the rules on the social credit system. So, you know,
people,
it's real funny. I had this back and forth with Polly Tommy on CHD. She said, well, somebody's tweeting in and they're saying, you know, I don't have any assets. I don't care what they take. And I said, really? You have your children. How do you feel about them taking your children?
That's right.
Because we're talking about a system where they can dictate the health policies for your children and they can take them. I mean,
how many people already lost custody of their children, Catherine, because they didn't get them injected with the poison shots?
So we're talking about a slavery system. I mean, that's what you need to understand. We're talking about a slavery system. We're talking about the end of human liberty in the West. We're talking about the end of any democratic process. We're talking about 100% complete physical control at the individual level. That's what we're talking about. And
so you say the end of any democratic
process.
Sorry, go on. And then I want to ask you about that statement specifically about that.
So the legislature, you know, determines how the people's taxes are spent and it makes the rules and regulations and the executive branch enforces that. All of that goes away because the central bankers just told you they can make the rules in Basel, Switzerland, and they can enforce them from Basel, Switzerland. They don't need a legislature and they don't need an executive branch. They, you know, they may want to keep them for face dressing, but they can replace them entirely with a digital ID, social credit system, and financial transaction control. You know, bye-bye. And that's what every legislature – so over the last year, I've had the opportunity to work with state legislators all over the United States. The thing that we have in the United States, and, you know, in addition to having lots and lots of guns, which is very convenient, is under the Constitution, the power is not delegated to the federal government by the states, is reserved to the states. And if you look at the constitutional powers of the states in many respects, in many areas, they're superior. And once the state legislators realize that literally, you know, the Fed or the BIS is going to take complete control and replace all legislative and executive branch powers, they're starting to push back. So we saw a ream of laws passed throughout the United States. We saw states pass laws saying World Health Organization, WEF, and UN have no jurisdiction in Louisiana, no jurisdiction in Oklahoma. We had Tennessee pass a law saying you cannot be debanked for political or religious reasons in the United States. So Chase throwing McCullough's staff off of the bank, you couldn't do it in Tennessee. It's not, so it was very funny. One of the best ones is Tennessee passed a geoengineering bill. And what was amazing is when they filed it, I said, Maria, no chance for this bill. And they had a guy come in from California who testified in opposition to the bill because it was going to hurt his business. He wouldn't be able to spray. And
wow.
You literally had legislators coming up. We have a wonderful lobbyist who represents us in the State House in Nashville. Lobbyists coming up to her and saying, I thought this was a conspiracy theory. And now I'm realizing this is really happening. And sure enough, they passed the geoengineering bill. There's a 10,000 fine if you spray in Tennessee. And it's funny. Somebody just reported to me that they saw spray, but I've had people tell me ever since it passed, they haven't seen any spray in Tennessee. So we'll see what happens when I get back there.
Well, Tennessee is leading the way in many different ways as well. They passed the ban on vaccine lettuce. They will not. You have to disclose whether there's mRNA in your food, and one of the Democrats saying
they didn't, Maria, let me correct you, because the thing about the folks in Tennessee, these are people who are really close to the ground and they know their stuff and they're quite clever. What they did was they said, if you wanted to sell lettuce with vaccines in it, you had to sell it in a pharmacy. You couldn't sell it in a grocery store. So they didn't ban vaccine lettuce. They just said you got to sell it through a pharmacy. So it's very clever the way they did it. And what was so funny, because the video went viral. So one of the great leaders of, not just in Tennessee, but in America is Senator Frank Nicely from Tennessee. Senator Hensley sponsored and ran the bill, and he stood up on the Tennessee Senate and explained, that the bill was going to require that vaccine lettuce had to go through a pharmacy, there's a wonderful, senator from Nashville who couldn't fathom that such a thing existed. And she stood up and said, this is ridiculous. This is a conspiracy theory. And then Senator Nicely got up and he said, no, Heidi, I hate to tell you this. People, it's that crazy. People really are doing this and could cite all the evidence in the articles and everything else. So yeah, but that clip went viral all around the world. And it was once again, Tennessee. I'm very proud of Tennessee, what they're doing. They're working hard.
They've been doing some phenomenal things. And perhaps the people that are seeing spraying right now are actually seeing it as a result of them spraying in other places. I wonder how this works because, for example, in Australia, we have a rain-making legislation act in Victoria, which does say that it will go to other states. And then there's a process that they have to do if it does travel to other states or whatever. And so you could be spraying, in Florida and it travels up to Tennessee. I mean, this can happen. So I wonder whether it's a result of that. And if, Tennessee needs to go further when it comes to other states spraying and it entering the state of Tennessee, that's another extension that I think they need to look at. But Catherine, I want to talk to you about the current situation in Europe. We're seeing these elections and this sort of rise of what appears to be populist leaders getting elected, although I have my doubts about many of them. What do you think is actually going on here? Is there going to be a difference in Europe moving forward? Because right now, Europe is in serious trouble with Ursula von der Leyen.
What we see is a push for central control. So, for example, we had a vote in the Netherlands. You got somebody voted in who's more, you would describe as more populist. And he's now appointing to run the country somebody who's a civil servant who is the former head of the intelligence agencies. And my understanding, this is just more, this is the kind of person that the folks who run NATO would love to see in charge. So it's just more central control. If you look at, I just got a report from the Salieri Report host who lives in Paris on what is happening with different elections and what Macron's doing. And yes, there's a real expectation that it will swing towards Le Pen. But if you look at who's really going to be in control, it's going to be more, pro-central control NATO. So we have to really see what happens. But I would be, I think the population is disgusted and furious with the leadership, and that is getting expressed in the vote. But then if you see who gets engineered, you know, back to the real policies, it reminds me of a great Curtis Mayfield, one of my favorite performance artists, had an album in 1989 called New World Order. And one of his lines was, sometimes it seems like there's one way in and no way out. So no matter how populist the vote, you know, we end up with same old, same old. So we'll just have to see. The thing to understand, Maria, is there's so much we can all do without just working through the politicians. So if you look at the things we can do to use cash to push back against this, to add friction to the system, you know, I'm always telling people, take your little black magic marker and fill in the QR codes wherever you go. So if you look at all the different things we can do to push back as investors, as citizens, as activists, it's enormous. And we've seen all around the globe, for example, the natural asset companies in the U.S. got kiboshed this year. We've seen the IHR amendments watered down and really cratered at the WHO. And what was interesting is if you look at our hero of the week on the Solari Report is the anti-WHO crew. It's six of the real leaders who've done such a great job of pushing back against the WHO. As they were going around to different countries around the world, the leaders would tell them, we know this is terrible. We know we don't want to do this, but they've threatened, you know, to not roll over our loans and give us trade credit. Yep. In other words, everybody's in a debt trap. And so now what you're seeing, you still saw countries push back, and countries are trying to figure out, how do I get out of the debt trap? So for example, if you're in the United States and you're running a legislature or you're the governor, you know, you send a dollar to Washington, but then Washington sends a dollar and 20 cents back because they control the central bank, and the central bank will just buy debt. It's part of the inflation game. And so you're getting bought out of the law. You have a challenge. Do I obey the Constitution, or do I take the extra 20 cents and go along with the federal government doing something which is really illegal, immoral, or unethical? So, for example, in Tennessee, they tried to cancel federal education aid because if you look at the terms and conditions it comes with, I mean, it's basically requiring you to teach our children how to be sex slaves. So they're trying to figure out how they can turn the money down, but we've gotten ourselves, you know, as individuals or as state governments or companies, we've got ourselves in a debt trap. And that's part of figuring out the money. How do we get out of the debt trap? But if you look at what happened with the IHR amendments, countries are figuring it out because they pushed back and wouldn't let it happen.
Well, sadly, a very substantial package of the amendments did pass, and unfortunately, the WHO basically is now appointing an IHR authority in every country. They've approved vaccines and medicines, which means they don't consider vaccines medicines, gene technologies, you know, preventative measures for pandemics. So it's still very, very serious. I just wanted to ask you in relation to the dollar, because you're talking about the debt cycle and everything. I also note that something very significant just happened this week, which was essentially the end of the petrodollar. This, you know, decades old agreement that the U.S. had with Saudi Arabia, has come to an end. They're not renewing it. What's this going to mean, Catherine?
So the dollar is slowly losing market share in reserves, but it's still very strong in trade. I mean, essentially, you know, the petrodollar has been replaced, Maria, by a debt dollar. In other words, you've got most of the countries in the world in a debt trap. It's one of the reasons Russia is so infuriating for the United States, because it's not a debt trap. It got out of the debt trap after the so-called rape of Russia in 89 and the 90s. So, but most countries are in a debt trap and need the dollar to keep servicing their debt. So if you look at the dollar after, you know, the agreement was up in June 9th, June 10th, dollar's up, you know, a point. The U.S. dollar index is now up at 105 today, the last time I looked. So the dollar system is very, very strong, because you have to understand the dollar system at this point is run by the globalists. It's not run by the U.S. as a nation state in the way that people traditionally think of it.
Do they want to collapse it so that they can bring in some universal digital currency? I ask that because one thing that really stood out to me was the fact that the universal basic income that they're proposing in every country is $2,000 per month, which is strange because the US dollar is worth something very different to the Australian dollar, and yet that's the UBI being proposed, as well as the pods are $900 in San Francisco, as well as $900 in the city of Melbourne. So that tells me that the universal basic income and the currency, the worldwide currency that they want to implement, is in the works.
Right. So what they want is complete total control, and they want to basically wipe out independent income. And so they control, think of this as sort of the Communist Manifesto. They want to control the means of production. So you have total central control. You have total control of the economic and manufacturing and production process, which is controlled centrally, run through corporations. And people have no independent income and basically are managed on a universal basic income with digital IDs. And so it's a slavery system. And unfortunately, yes, if we've seen what happened during the pandemic, it's not that we're all going to sit around on a basic income, because they seem clearly committed to depopulation. So we see fertility rates crashing in many countries, I mean, just absolutely crashing particularly. And if you look at the numbers, the U.S. now has the lowest life expectancy, has been crashing since the 90s when the financial coup started, but it crashed even more during the pandemic. So it's the U.S. has the lowest life expectancy of any of the top 20 industrialized countries. So they are depopulating.
Catherine, I could talk to you all day, literally for hours, but because, you know, you're so knowledgeable and, you know, everything that's going on, but we're almost out of time today, and you did mention there are some things that we can do. In the last minute or so that we have here, please let people know, what it is that they can do in their local areas, in their lives, and also where people can follow you.
Okay. So there are hundreds of things you can do. And if you go to Solari and you read, I want to stop CBDCs, what can I do? Or on the right above the CBDC shorts, we have a memo called Financial Transaction Freedom. And it has scores and scores of lists of what you can do. The one thing to understand, Maria, is first and foremost, this is a spiritual war. So you're going to plug into the divine intelligence or the demonic intelligence. Which is it? So I'm a great believer that prayer works. One of my favorite quotes from a doctor in Switzerland is as follows. He says, the currency of the future will be relationships of trust. If you're going to make it through this process and add friction and push back, and I strongly suggest you push back, because if you look at where these guys are going, death is not the worst thing that can happen. So push back, push back, push back.
I agree.
But you need to identify, you need to clean out of your life people that you can't trust. You need to be a person who other people can trust, and you need to work and build relationships, because this is not about what you do, it's about who you do it with. Because the people who are going to make it through, whether it's family or community, are going to be with like-minded people. One of the reasons I've been doing meet and greets, and I'm going back to the United States in August to do meet and greets all the way from August to November, is getting people together. Because like-minded people have to find each other. People who want to fight for freedom have to find each other. And we have to make sure we create those relationships. So I would say pray. Figure out who do you want to get in the boat with and go down the river with? Because this is, we are at war, and you need to have people who have your back, and you need to
your allies. Catherine, we're literally right. Almost out of time today.
Home.solari.com. Right. Get the Financial Transaction Freedom Memo. There's scads and scores of things you can do. And,
thank you so much for your time today, Catherine. Apologies. We're right on the end of the broadcast. Please stay in touch, and I will definitely speak with you soon. For everyone watching, continue to support InfoWars while we have breath. God bless.
If you don't get a high quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure Water Filtration Systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all Gravity Fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.